Good afternoon, wonderful people, great PR friends, wherever you are on this planet. Once again, we are welcoming you to Radio Biafra live transmission all the way from Maryland in the United States of America. We must say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, especially those brave Biafrans and supporters of Biafra, including their friends also in the far eastern part of the world. We know that this is Radio Biafra live transmission reaching out across the entire 24 time zones of the world. Wherever you are, you must be receiving Radio Biafra either through www.radiobiafra.co or www.peopleofbiafra.org or www.indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. If you have downloaded free Radio Biafra app, we are making it very clear that Radio Biafra is the only indigenous broadcaster with its own bespoke application. You can download it if you have any Android phone. You can download it if you have any Apple product, including iPhones, iPads, and all the rest of it. This is Radio Biafra. If you go to Google and you type in Radio Biafra app on Google search field, you should be able to be taken directly to where you can download our app from. We must welcome you. The very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mamezu, is joining us or has joined us. I must say, wherever you are, please, it is incumbent upon you. It is your responsibility to ensure that you tell minimum 12 people that you are listening to Radio Biafra. That is how we propagate our message. That is why, because we are surrounded by enemies, those who do not want us to survive, those who do not want the world to accept that Radio Biafra exists, those who want to retain you in darkness, those who do not want you to come out from the bondage, from the contraption, from the abominable creation called the Zoological Republic. They will not let you receive this very wonderful news. Therefore, we leave it up to individuals to try and do the work that mass media would normally do. We say to people, if you go to satellite Amos 5, point your dish towards 17 degrees east, anywhere in Africa that you're in, anywhere you are in Central Europe, including Portugal, Spain, Italy, Germany, and France as well, you should receive Radio Biafra. We are asking you, wherever you are on this planet, to tell your people at home, tell those of them in Biafra land and in the zoo called Nigeria, tell them that they can receive uninterrupted, unadulterated Radio Biafra live broadcast every blessed day without fail in the evening, regardless of where they are in Africa. You should try also to make sure that they get hold of a decoder and also a dish. It doesn't cost very much. This is Radio Biafra. We must welcome you. We must reiterate our incorruptibility. We are making it very clear that not only do we want Biafra, we want a Biafra founded on truth and honesty, a Biafra of transparency, a Biafra of justice, a Biafra of equality, a Biafra of tangible, accessible, perceptible human development, a Biafra where every man, woman, and child will be able to proudly proclaim is their home. The same way we run away from the Zoological Republic, so shall men and women be looking forward to returning to Biafra. We must welcome you wherever you are on this very day, the 23rd day of March in the year of our Lord 2014, the 23rd day of the third month following the expiration of the Zoological Republic. We must welcome you. It is our duty to do so. We must also ask you not to fail in your duty. Do not relent. You must tweet when the time calls for it. You must carry our message to the ends of the earth to say to them that the voice of the voiceless is being projected on this platform, that the voice of the hopeless is being projected from this very platform, that those who are being bombed and killed, those who have been massacred, 3.5 million of them, those who today are being chased all over the place by Boko Haram, Hausa Fulani people killing them, those who are being tricked by Yorubas in Lagos, those who are being denied the economic opportunity with which they can survive and be able to feed their families, those who are being deported from Lagos, that this is the only platform, the only place on this earth where we lend a hearing to their voices. Therefore, wherever you are today, we are welcoming in you, regardless of the continent you're in, regardless of your country, regardless of the city you're in. If you call Radio Biafra on +1 240 2177 185, the whole world should be able to hear your voice. This is the first time that such a thing is happening. With Radio Biafra, we make the impossible possible. With Radio Biafra, our pursuit of our freedom is relentless. We don't intend to stop, and we are not going to stop until Biafra comes. Anything stupid or hopeless enough to stand on our path will be destroyed completely. If you stand before us, we'll kill you, and we'll march on to go and get Biafra, because Biafra is our destination. Nothing made by man can stop us. Anybody who wants to be free, anybody who wants to witness freedom in their lifetime, must come to us. This is the very platform on which and upon which we proclaim the return of the kingdom of heaven on this earth, and that very place is called Biafra. We must welcome you. I will go to the barrister, but before I do so, I must reiterate once again that we are whiter than white and whiter than snow, that anything we touch on this very platform turns into gold, that the indigenous people of Biafra all over the world, answering to Biafrans regardless of where they are, that our mission is singular: to go and get Biafra. That is what we intend to do. We don't intend to prevaricate, neither do we intend to retreat nor surrender. Anything they give to us, we shall meet them head on. That is why we ask for our freedom. We are not asking for anything else, just Biafra. And this is Radio Biafra. I must welcome the barrister himself. I must ask the barrister to please kindly, in the only way that he can, accept the presence of the wonderful people of Biafra all over the world, please.
Thank you, Director. Good evening to you and to all of you there in Maryland. I'm still sure that you're a Maryland director.
I am in Maryland. I am in Maryland, where I am having banana for lunch. I'm in Maryland. Go ahead.
Thank you, Director. Whatever you have, we're having it with you. Thank you, fellow Biafrans, those who are looking after Director. Of course, you are looking after all of us. It's not only Director who is there with you.
Barrister, the looking after is not complete. Aqua banana come the bar. Banana without even granite. There is no granite, barrister. It's banana.
Barrister, you will complain when they give you the soda and Big Mac and all the rest. That you will be the one to complain. Just relax, they will make everything complete for you.
Thank you.
Americans love their food. I believe in that. And they will look after you, Director.
Thank you.
We thank you, fellow Biafrans, wherever you are, east, west, north or south. Today is another broadcasting day, and of course, we welcome everybody on board. We bring all of you together for us to share views, opinions, ideas. Director, I must tell you, I have a lot of Biafrans with me. And of course, they also will introduce themselves when I finish talking, just to alert you. And we thank all of you as you congregate every day. And of course, I cannot forget to thank fellow Biafrans, those who have made immense contribution towards all our struggle and towards the things we are doing in terms of our transmitter, in terms of our satellite, in terms of our daily broadcast. I give thanks to all of you, fellow Biafrans, friends of Biafra, and those who have the interest of Biafra at heart. Our struggle is continuous. Not until we rest, not until we exhaust what we are looking for, we cannot rest. Biafra is the central issue. We are one issue radio station, the restoration of Biafra. We have no other agenda apart from restoring Biafra. We thank all of you. And please, fellow Biafrans, wherever you are, do not forget to turn off your listening devices once you're called upon. And of course, we are here to share ideas with you and also to make sure that those who are killing us will leave our land. We don't want any more any form of death in Biafra land. They hassle Fulani Boko Haram. They kill us on a daily basis. They starve our children. They open up our pregnant women's womb. They kill the children in there. They abuse, misuse, and re-abuse our sisters. We don't want this anymore. And that's why we want to bring about the restoration of Biafra. We don't have employment. We don't have electricity. No good drinking water. There is no hospital. Yet we are scattered all over the world. We want to bring our people back home so that we will go back to Biafra land, cultivate in our land, and restore the dignity. The restoration of Biafra is paramount, and that is what all of us want to do. Director, you are our boss. You are spearheading everything, and of course we give you the support. Director, we have, remember, in UK, the what do you call him, the coordinator of all coordinators, have splitted, as I required and as I demanded some months ago, that UK is so big, and he did accordingly. And I have one of the coordinators here with me in my house. I'll pass him the phone for him to say hello and to introduce himself to you. Director, I'm still standing by.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. We must welcome our new coordinator. In a zone in the United Kingdom, we are growing exponentially. The indigenous people of Biafra are being gathered all over the world. It is our duty. It is our mission. It is what we swore to do, to unite the children of God under one banner, to go and seek what rightfully belongs to them. That is the unadulterated restoration of the full sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra. You are welcome to this very noble family, and the whole world is waiting to hear your voice. You will proceed to acknowledge the wonderful presence of the indigenous people of Biafra and friends of Biafra listening all over the world, please.
Hello, Director. Good evening.
Good afternoon from here.
My name is Udechukwu Christian Iwagu. I am from Obazu Autonomous Community in Imo State, Biafra Land. I am privileged to be the coordinator of North London, newly formed zone in the United Kingdom. And I am humbled to be given this opportunity to serve my land. It is a great commission, and the fight we are fighting is a divine one, and it is one that will end in victory. I do not have any doubt in my mind. I do not have any fear, and I believe everyone under listening to my voice this evening, if you are Biafran, I urge you to remove any fear from your mind, because the commission we have from Chukwu Abiyama is divine, and victory is sure. And he will show us the roadmap to follow. And that roadmap is of truth, of justice, of honesty, of transparency, and of the ability to be able to unite our people and establish that responsibility to protect every life and property, which we have lacked on in the zoo. Because it is a God-given right for people who lead their people to have that responsibility to protect them. And I am persuaded that there is no way any sane human being will continue to be in an enclave where the leadership has refused to protect their life and they remain there. So it doesn't make sense for anyone to still believe that we will continue to exist in the zoo, even right from time immemorial, right from the time of the amalgamation. The government of the zoo has refused to protect us as citizens of Nigeria. So our effort to seek Biafra is divine, and it cannot be stopped. So I am humbled to be leading North London in this struggle, and I call on everyone listening to me, if you live in North London, just watch out for our first meeting and our evangelism. And Director, let me say this little thing before I hand over to the barrister. The first time I stood in front of Brixton Station on my first evangelism, I felt what I've never felt before in my lifetime, the spirit of patriotism. I stood in the cold, talking about Biafra, handing out leaflets. And inside me, in my bones, in my spirit, I can feel that I am finally doing something for my motherland. Something I never felt before in all my whole life of being a Nigerian. And God forbid, I was never a Nigerian. I've always been a Biafran. So come out, everybody, on the 30th of May. Every time we call you for meeting and we call you to evangelize, to call on every brother and every sister to encourage each other, come out. For you will feel that same spirit of your motherland. And that every fear will come out of you. And we will all jointly together move ahead and get this Biafra. God bless you all. God bless you, Director, and God bless every Biafra.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. The barrister is with me, so also is our new coordinator for North London. And this is Radio Biafra. We must welcome you. Yes, barrister.
Next, because you have two more people after the next. Next, go ahead.
Please, go ahead. Go ahead. Only the barrister himself. Go ahead.
Hello, good evening, director.
Good afternoon, my dear brother.
Afternoon, whatever it is. You know, my name is Engineer Jonathan Anozie Ohuroko. I'm a veteran of Biafra.
Wonderful. It's an honor to meet you or to hear from you.
I'm proud to say so.
Thank
because,
you.
Because after my first meeting last month or so, and I had a memory of Biafra war and all that, I'm urging all Biafrans, wherever they are, to keep up the spirit. It's important we do whatever we can at this moment to restore Biafra. It's to our name, our children's name, that we restore Biafra as a nation. We have to do what we can. I know we people have got some problems with ourselves, you know, some whatever it is, but we should put that behind us. All of us should unite together and restore Biafra. It's important we do that. Because we've suffered in the hands of the Nigerian government. I don't have to mention anything at all. We've suffered a lot. So it's time we restore Biafra and be a nation we were designed to be, Biafra. So I wish everyone very well. I wish everyone good. Biafrans all over the world, wherever they are, professions, occupation, whatever the case may be, everybody should come forward and take part in this fight. It's a struggle. It's a fight. It's been started by some people. This may last a day or two or 3 years, but it's a struggle. It's got to be realized. We should put our heads together, our hands together, all hands on deck, and make sure we realize the state of Biafra. Thank you very much. My name is Ohuroko, and I'm here in London.
Thank you very much.
All the best.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you very, very much. It's an honor to speak to a veteran anytime, any day. And we are going to remember all of you, those that fought for us on the 30th of May. So you must also speak to the living as we honor the dead. That everybody that fought in that very great war, the Third World War, I call it, where the whole of Europe, including the Muslim world, ganged up against a very tiny Christian enclave to try and kill the children of Chukwuebiamah. But in his infinite mercy, Chukwuebiamah determined that we should not all die off at the same time. That is why we are here today, obeying his calling and doing the work we are born to do. That work is to seek the restoration of Biafra. That is what we are going to do. They give us Biafra, fine. They don't give us Biafra, we perish with them. Everybody will die in the zoo, is a promise we make to them. Somalia will look like a child's play compared to what shall become of the zoo they call Nigeria. The barrister has been with me. I understand there is somebody else there that wants to address our people all over the world. Please, barrister.
Director, I hand it over. I will be there myself. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
Good evening here, director, to all your fans all over the globe. My name is Kelechi Nade. I'm from Orata, Owerri. We are here in Barrister Mezu's house. There has been a mini meeting about Biafra. While in my house, my wife is hosting about three Biafrans there. So in the next 5 minutes, I will leave to equally talk to them. So my advice to fellow Biafrans is to carry the campaign, whatever you can do in your own way. Create the awareness. I think because we need people to know about this movement. Create the awareness. Let people know so that by 30th of May, everybody will come out en masse, and we demonstrate to the world what we are doing and who we are. That's the only way we can achieve this Biafra, not by calling phone alone, saying at home, no. Talk to people, whether Biafrans or otherwise, let them know. So that by that day, we come out en masse and let the world will see us. Please do it in your own way, no matter whatever you spend. It doesn't matter. It's for ourselves and for our children, because we've been enslaved in the zoo. So if you don't want your child or your children to be a slave, just come out now, do the sacrifice, spend money, it's worth it. That's something like freedom. Just imagine how many countries we have in the world, whereby we have our own Biafra, and in each embassy, you see a Biafran there. It will create employment. You see what happened last week, the stampede in the stadium in Abuja. People died because of job. So if we have our own country, we create our own jobs, and people will be happy. This so-called zoo has equally, you know, affected our way of life. You can see our people floating in here and there. So the zoo belongs to the house and the Yorubas, not for the Biafrans. So please, do whatever you can. Join us in this struggle. Success will come, you know, they said success normally comes, you know, in the morning. Continue to do it. The director, but we continue to guide and protect you. Nothing will happen to you. You are our leader. Continue to carry the flag. They are following you. Thank you very much. May God bless. Thank you. Let me pass it back to Imam Mezu.
Thank you very much. Well spoken. Thank you very much. In your house also, there are three other Biafrans there. Biafrans are meeting everywhere around the world. Well, I have announced it before, and I encourage you to do it. Do not listen to Radio Biafra live broadcast alone. Always seek somebody around you to be able to do so. Our broadcast comes on 6 p.m. London time, 7 p.m. in Biafra land, wherever you are on this planet, depending on the time zone you're in, you should receive Radio Biafra. Even more so now that people in Niger Republic, in Cotonou, as well in Benin Republic, and all over Africa, are now confirming that they are receiving Radio Biafra on satellite. We have placed the name Biafra on satellite. We have made it possible for something that was considered impossible before to now become possible. Only us can do it, because man did not determine that we should come. Only Chukwu Abiyama determined that we should come, and that is why Biafra is going to come in our lifetime. The barrister, I do not know if you are still with me.
Director 247, with you, and always with you. Of course, I have to stand by for you to read the news, and I'm not going nowhere.
Please do not go anywhere. Any temptation around you, including a glass of red wine, please, barrister, must be resisted. Thank you very much. The barrister is with me.
The wine is here. I would drink the wine, but I'm still with you.
You see, sometimes people say, I knew that the barrister must have something looking red in front of him. The barrister is with me, and he shall remain with me. Thank you very much. Before I go on to bring the news headlines and accompanying news summary, Biafrans are with me here. Very wonderful people, very beautiful people from Biafra. We are very proud of them. They have done us proud here in Maryland, in the USA. Chioma Amari Sanhoti is here with me. Nkiruka. You come, ma. Which Olivia? Mwosu is here with me. So is our dear brother Reginald Opara. They have done exceedingly well. They are here, rather in the usual Radio Biafra fashion. Hage John Hapolonya Kamu. They must introduce themselves and acknowledge the presence of Biafrans all over the world who are listening this very moment, please.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Chioma Amarele Sanhagotu. We are joining you from Maryland, USA. I am from Ezinihite in Mbise in Biafra land. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much.
Good morning. My name is Ugoma. Don't mind me. I'm used to Olivia anyways. Ugoma was from Umunjamumbere in Biafra land. Stay tuned. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much.
Yeah, good afternoon, wonderful people out there. My name is Reginald Ozamaka Opara. I'm from Ezel and Kohu, Abombise, local government area, Biafran land. And I'm encouraging everyone to stay tuned to your radio station as we bring you on the live broadcast of today. Thank you and God bless. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you are. Once again, the number with which you can get hold of us on when our lines open remains +1 240 217 7185. I repeat, +1 240 217 7185. This is Radio Biafra. We are also on Skype. All you need to do is to add Radio Biafra to your Skype contact list. We don't have to accept you. There is no need for us to accept you. Of course, we would like to, but you can still call us. Once you find Radio Biafra on Skype, you can call us. Radio Biafra is also on Twitter. We encourage you to please join us on Twitter. It will make life a lot more easier for us. It is at Radio Biafra Live, all one word, at Radio Biafra Live. That is our Twitter handle. There are people calling us. I am expecting Odenigbo to call me. Odenigbo has an announcement to make, I understand, and he must make it. I don't know if this is Odenigbo who is calling. Can you hear me, the caller on the phone? Do we have Odenigbo on the line?
Hello?
Yes, you are not Odenigbo. I know his voice. And you are not Odenigbo. You will call us when our lines open. Thank you very much, my dear brother. This is Radio Biafra. He's calling from the United States of America. And he is listening to what we are doing. And we welcome him. We ask him to remain where he is until we open our lines. Only then can he call us. Only then can he join this very wonderful conversation. This is the only place where we make truth abundantly clear to everybody. We here expose every evil, every abomination. That is why we proclaim we are whiter than white and whiter than snow. If you know what we have done, you come on air and you say it. Do not inbox me. Do not email me. Do not send me text messages. You come on the air and say it so that we may defend ourselves. That any time we say we are incorruptible, that we mean it. We are not able to be bribed. Nobody can bribe us. We are beyond bribery. We are beyond corruption. We are incorruptible. It means you cannot corrupt the editorial board of Radio Biafra. You cannot corrupt the executive council of the indigenous people of Biafra. We are incorruptible. In as much as this fight for Biafra freedom is concerned, nothing is going to stop us. Nothing. Only Chukwu Abiama can, but only him determined that we should come. Though so, there is no way he's going to stop us. We are holding him to the same promise he made to our ancestors, that once you return to me as my children, in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 30, I will restore your inheritance. Any day you jettison, you abandon all your sins, all the things that made you appear like the hidden nations around me. Any day you remember that I am the Lord your God, the Lord of hosts, I shall restore your inheritance. We have recognized that. That is why we proclaim very proudly that Chukwu Abiama is our God. That the God that made the heavens and the earth is our God, and in whom and in his name do we worship. There is no other way we do it. We don't worship anything born by a woman. We do not worship any image. We only worship Chukwu Abiama because we are his children. Our people do not know who they are. They do not know their worth. They don't know their value. We are here to remind you of who you are. That you are directly descended from God, the holiest people on this earth, in that very sanctified, sceptered piece of territory we know as Biafra. And we are here to purify it once again. And we are purifying it and baptizing it in the fire of truth and honesty. We are making sure that that same Biafra is fit enough that when God comes to earth, he will be able to stay there, because that is where he comes from. After all, the language in heaven is Igbo language, and we can prove it. This is Radio Biafra. We must go on to bring our headlines and accompanying news summary. People do not understand that heavenly language is Igbo language. Don't know it. People don't know that. Do you know how God is worshipped? Mama is the only language he understands when you praise him. If you like, you go and try it, and you will see what will happen. Because he is beauty and his holiness. That's the meaning of it. Mama, for those that understand, come from Mr. Mafaruku Ibeku. That is how we greet people. To remind people of the magnificence and the holiness of God. That is the meaning of a mama. Go and find out anywhere. That is how he is worshipped in heaven. This is Radio Biafra. We must proceed. We are reporting on this very day, the 23rd of March, that what we told you before is beginning to happen. I don't know if I'm going to change my name to Adebole. so that people can believe me when I speak to them. I told you that after Stella Odua, they will go after every other Igbo minister serving under Jonathan. Did I not tell you this thing a few weeks ago? Now it is happening because of the weakness and the imbecilic nature of Jonathan. They have now come for Deziani Madueke. They have come for Konji Iweala, and they will get them. Therefore, our signature headline today, which we are dwelling upon, is that a group, the same group that called for the sacking of Stella Odua, they are now asking Jonathan to suspend Okonjo-Iweala and Deziane Madueke over the missing $20 billion. And given that Jonathan is a very weak, very, very weak, annoyingly weak and stupid president, he will accede to their demands. Jonathan's weakness makes me sick. He's a very weak, pathetic human being, devoid of any brain in his head. He will listen to them. I told Jonathan, you sack Stella Odua and you're on your own. And today is happening. Jonathan is on his own. Even the Pope cannot save him. The same group is asking again for Jonathan to suspend Okonjo-Iweala and Deziani over the $20 billion. But nobody has suspended Fashola for the Jeep he bought. Armored car Jeep that he bought, bulletproof. Nobody has suspended every Hausa governor, thieving criminals. No one has even suspended Bola Tinubu from politics. Tinubu, the same people attending conference today who should be in jail. They are in conference in Abuja with 12 million naira guaranteed for attending. These are the people that should be in prison. But they are going to confab only in the zoo. That is why it's the Zoological Republic. The same group, once again, is now calling Jonathan to suspend Okonjo-Iweala and Deziani. We shall be dwelling on this. Yesterday, Barrister said there weren't much to chew on. Today, he has a lot to get his teeth into. You must listen to why we call it the zoo. A man, the pregnant wife and son, killed by generator fumes. Generator. I better pass my neighbor. It has killed an entire family. Only in the zoo. People wonder, oh, why are you calling Nigeria a zoo? I said, what you're looking at when you go to Lagos are not human beings. They are less than monkeys. They cannot reason properly. How can you be generating crude oil and selling it? You cannot provide electricity from it. You have natural gas, liquefied natural gas, LNG. You cannot generate power. What type of human beings or animals are you that you cannot reason? Yet every blessed year you churn out engineer after engineer after engineer after engineer. Electrical engineers. How many electrical engineers do you have in the zoo? How many electrical engineers do you graduate all over the world or from the universities in the zoo when they are not striking? That is, you have LNG. You have other gas products. You have crude oil. You cannot generate electricity. That perverseness, that stupidity, that waywardness of the people that call themselves Nigerians, their inability to generate electricity is why this family is dead. I will repeat the headline so you understand it. This is Radio Biafra. We don't do news the way other people do it. We do news in such a way that black people can understand it. A black person listening to CNN doesn't make sense what they're saying, or to BBC. They don't understand it. Here we explain it in the true African version by telling you the truth the way it should be told. A man, people must listen, a man is dead. The wife is dead. The baby in the stomach is dead. Their son is also dead. From where? Generator. Because if they leave it outside, it will be stolen. They brought it in-house and they're all dead. Only in the zoo. That is why I hate the word Nigeria with a passion. I have a pathological hatred for Nigeria. Pathological. Insane hatred for that very name and the people that come from it. Very, very useless and hopeless set of people. You cannot generate electricity. You say you are I'm a Nigerian. I'm proud to be a Nigerian. You are a fool of the worst kind. This family is dead. You will go there and give them a list to bury them. One fat leg of goat on top of jollof rice to go and bury them. And the entire family is dead because they come from a place called Nigeria. In Africa, We must continue to preach the truth on this very platform. If you don't want to hear the truth, you can jump from the window of a top floor building. We don't care who you are. After all, you're a slave already anyway. It will be one other slave dead. The National Conference, the North, have now shelved their plans to walk out. The owners of the zoo, the Hausa Fulani people, are threatening to boycott the ongoing, they call it confab, the largest collection of criminals in the world. Everybody attending the conference has stolen money from the country. For you to qualify to attend the confab, you must be an ex-criminal having stolen money from the country. That is what qualifies you to attend the confab. They are there gathering. If the Nigerian legal system was working, they will go there and arrest everybody because they are all criminals, all of them, one after the other. But they're in confab. People who cannot even spell confab are in confab, deciding what happens to the country. Amazing. How to reconcile North and South conflict by Fashion, another English language that misread North and South. North and South are not quarreling. We are saying to Fashion, we are Biafran people. You are from Yoruba. You do the work. We are not related. You and I don't come from South. I am from Biafra. You are from Yoruba. Go and look for your brothers in Benin Republic, in Dahomey. Go to Togo and look for them. I am not related to you. I don't know who you are. Our blood are not the same. You and I do not come from any South. Speak for yourself. He's talking about North and South conflict. What useless conflict? I am a Biafran. You are a Yoruba person. I don't have anything to do with you. I didn't know who you were before Frederick Lugard came. Amahumonyewo, your relatives are in Benin Republic. They are in Togo. I do not know who you are. Why are you adding me in your useless South? What stupid South is that? I don't know who you are. Women, children, we are those worst hit in Kaduna. Three-way attacks that killed 119 people. Boko Haram is at it again. But before we condemn Boko Haram, please remember that Frederick Lugard of Scotland, the British conqueror, did exactly the same thing to be able to bring you together in a land that is named after a river. And foolishly and hopelessly, being black people who can't reason, you accepted it. How amazing is that? This UG. People are dying. 119 dead. If generator does not get you, Boko Haram will get you. If Boko Haram misses you, then road accident is there waiting for you. If it is not there, then hunger is waiting at the end of the road. As long as you are in the zoo and you're not a criminal, death awaits you. A very painful and difficult one. Go and tell that to the baby in the stomach that also died because the mother was attempting to give birth to him or her in a place called Nigeria. Oh my dear Lord, Boko Haram. Another 17 killed as Boko Haram bombs market in Borno. I said to Jonathan, because you don't understand the English language, you don't know history. When you look at CNN, you don't learn. I said to people a while ago, all over the world, that black African people, when they watch CNN or BBC or Al Jazeera or any other global broadcaster on that very platform, they don't understand what they are saying. They don't reason. That is why you think you can eradicate Boko Haram. You cannot eradicate it until they get what they want. It's an ideology. You cannot defeat an ideology. Despite the hanging of Christians, putting St. Peter in a cauldron of boiling oil in Rome, Christianity still conquered the whole of Europe. Despite what Russians brought to the table against the Mujahideen in Afghanistan, the Russians ran away. They were not able to defeat them. Despite what America did in Iraq, America is looking for an exit strategy. The same ideology that is fueling Al-Qaeda, we are not defeated in Iraq. The same ideology finds resonance in Al-Qaeda and also in Mali, in the Maghreb. They are in Somalia. You cannot defeat them. Why don't black people understand this? This OG, you cannot defeat an ideology. You cannot defeat it. Never. Boko Haram is the modern day version of the conquest of the Hausa people by Othman Danfodio, the cattle rearing, cattle heading Fulani people with no fixed address. Fulani people have no address. Nobody can knows where they come from. No fixed abode. Marauding all over the place on camelback, drinking undiluted, untreated milk from cattle, with the disease that comes with it. They can't reason properly. That is why they are everywhere. Mind you, Hausa people are very docile, very normal people. Hausa, very, very intelligent, normal people. Until they mixed their blood with Fulani. And they went off the scale. The Yorubas tried to dabble with Fulani people, and they took a learning from them. So you know not to mess with Fulani people. Very, very deadly. Today, Boko Haram have infiltrated or claimed they are now Fulani headsmen. They are in Benue, killing Benue people. They have killed 17 more people in the marketplace. They will bomb marketplaces. And as I told you, very soon they'll come for luxurious buses and aeroplane. All of you will die off. Or you repent and help us to get... Only Biafra will save everybody, including the Sultan of Sokoto. All of you will be saved by Biafra. So that when Boko Haram is pursuing you from Sokoto, you can then run to Biafra and seek asylum. And will allow you to come in. And now the news in greater detail. Some civil society groups, so not just one, they have ganged up in the Yoruba. They have now ganged up. Some civil society groups have called for the suspension of the Minister for Finance and Coordinating Minister for the Economy, Dr. Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala, and her petroleum resources counterpart, Mrs. Desi Analese Madueke, pending the time accounts of the National Petroleum Corporation are audited. One of the groups said it was filing its second petition to the President to press home its demand that the ministers should stay out of office pending the time the NNPC audit lasts. What do they have in common? Stella Odua, Okonjo-Iweala, and Desi Anemadueke. They have one thing in common. They are all Igbo women. What does their enemies have in common? They are all Yoruba-funded pressure groups. The Yorubas want to go and get hold of the economy so they can steal the money as Awolowo did. So they can steal the money even more where they contribute nothing to the national economy. Absolutely nothing. I told Jonathan, you don't listen to sound advice. You are doing the same thing that Ironsi did. And Jonathan, they will kill you in office because you're a very stupid man. You have no brain to reason. If at all you can understand that. After all, you are related to Bangida. I'm not even sure. You're a Biafran. Jonathan's parentage is in question. We don't know where he comes from. We place him where we place Fulani people. We are looking for where they come, all of them, where they come from, including Jonathan. Jonathan stupidly sacked Stella Odua that did nothing. Why is it that Bola Ahmed Tinubu, with 15 bank accounts published on Radio Biafra, why is a man with 15 foreign bank accounts still in public office and limelight, not in prison? Because Jonathan is weak. Jonathan is imbecilic. I will have Abacha any day to Jonathan. At least Abacha, you know what he's going to do. He's decisive. Jonathan is a weakling. They are asking for them to be sacked so there will be no more useless Igbo minister left. I told them, where is Ohaneze to speak? Ohaneze will not speak. They are around Abuja in hotels begging for their cut of the 12 million you get. If we appoint you to go, out of that 12 million, you give us 2 million. That's what they are doing in the hotel in Abuja. Contractors. We appoint you to go to Confab. You give us 2 million from your 12 million. That's what Ohaneze is doing. And their daughters are being sacked. Their children are being massacred in the north and they do nothing. Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala and Desi Anamadeke is going to be sacked. And you, as a Biafran, my question to you always is, and what are you going to do about it? Nothing. We must continue. A man, his pregnant wife, and their son died in the early hours of yesterday, allegedly from generator fumes at their residence in Elekoa here area of Port Harcourt, River State. The landlord of the residence, Mr. Chikasin Bom, said a 17-year-old girl who lived with the family was the only one that survived. According to the landlord, the family placed the generator close to their room. He said neighbors became suspicious when they woke up to see that the generator still running and the family members failed to come out. When they knocked on the door, there was no response. According to him, when the neighbors forced their way in, they met the family members in sleeping positions, but it was obvious something was wrong. The man and the son were apparently dead. So the neighbors rushed the girl and the man's wife, who managed to utter some words, to hospital. They said the man's wife died. He could not survive. But the little girl miraculously did. The family is dead. The reason why they died was because there was no electricity. And Jonathan has the temerity to be telling people that he has, he said, the dividends of his economic, is it agenda or revival? Jonathan does not know you cannot rerun an economy without electricity. Jonathan does not know you cannot run an economy without good roads. It is something they teach you in basic elementary economics. It is called factors of production. Factors, in case you understand English, I'm assuming. Factors of production. Production meaning to make something, to produce. You know, in Nigeria, they don't know English. They read factors of production, nearness to raw materials, labor. They don't know the meaning of it. They just recite, they cram something and they recite it. This family is dead because the zoo could not implement simple factors of production I read at class 3 at Government College Omuahia. Something I was taught at class 3 in Government College. Jonathan could not implement it. Jonathan's predecessors could not implement it because they are not intelligent enough to understand the you need certain discipline to underpin the fundamentals of governance, the laws of economics, and even the laws of nature. And they want you to believe in one Nigeria. Things are getting better. Go and tell it to the family that they've been wiped out because you could not provide electricity. They bought a generator. They placed it very close to their window, the room, the window to their room. And the fumes killed them. It's called CO2, carbon monoxide. Is that correct? What comes out of exhaust and other fumes and particulates is called. They're called particulates. They get into your lungs and they suffocate you and you die off. You are born into misery in the zoo. You're dying in misery also in the zoo. And some people are stupidly and shamelessly talking about one Nigeria. Let's be one Nigeria. An idiot answering to the name of a river, which means you had no history before Lugard came. With the coming of the white man, your life started. How sad can you be? And you say you're an intellectual. We must continue. The family is dead. They'll bury them with fat goat and fat cow, and they cook long grain rice. Who eat, dance, and make merry, and they go. Next week, another family will die off because people do not learn. They are from Africa. African people do not reason properly. As simple as that. The umbrella body of Northern Nigeria, Arewa Consultative Forum, has said the North has buried its initial plan to walk out of the national conference if the agenda of the conference does not address the issues affecting the North, which means do not talk about separation. Give us 100 billion. A communique issued by the Northern Elders Forum after its two-day meeting in Kano on March 11, 2014, had asked delegates to the conference to stage a walkout whenever it became clear that their interest was at stake. The Northern Elders had also dismissed the National Conference, saying it lacks a constitutional basis or any form of legitimacy or authority to speak for the people of the North or other Nigerians. They always place the North first. They said the late Sadon of Sokoto, Ahmadu Bello, did the same thing. Tafawa Balewa did. Every northern leader always plays the North first. But our all will tell you about one Nigeria. We want to be a one Nigeria. Born slaves. Igbo politicians are born slaves. Dr. Frederick Fashanwu is a Yoruba man. He is also the founder of Oduwa People's Congress, OPC, and interim national chairman of the Unity Party of Nigeria, UPN. In an interview, he said that the opposition mounted by northern political leaders is a bid to oust President Goodluck Jonathan. He also said in his mind that the ongoing national conference and Boko Haram insurgency are things of national importance and need to be discussed. What he's saying is that the North and South should get together. And I'm saying to Fashanwu, we don't have Muslims where we come from. In Yoruba land, you have Muslims. You have Muslims in the North. In other words, you are more closely related to Hausa Fulani people than to myself. Very, very simple. Simple logic. It is called value system. It is called cultural affinity or religious affinity. You are more related to the Sultan of Sokoto than myself. So go and look for them. There is nothing like North and South of Nigeria. That is a myth. It is nonsense. what we are asking for is for Biafra. Talk about Yoruba people, talk about Oduduwa. Do not discuss Southern Nigeria. There is nothing called Southern Nigeria. Nigeria never actually existed. It existed in the minds of colonial masters. Nigeria was a colony of the British. Nigeria was the invention of a white person named Frederick Lugard. Nigeria was never created by Chukwu Abiyama. God did not create Nigeria. One man did, Frederick Lugard. The sooner we get this nonsense into our heads, the better. How can God create a place and name it after a river? When God created England, did he name it after a river? River England. Or English River. Or when God created Spain or France, he said, oh, French River. Or River French or River France. Any day African people can actually reason like human beings, our problems will cease to exist. First, I want you to go and look for the brothers. They are in Cotonou. They are in Togo. Adebayo is playing for Tottenham Hotspur. He's a Yoruba man. First, I want you to go and look for him. I'm Nnamdi Kanu from Isiama Faruku Ibeko. I have no relationship with this man, not by language, not by culture, not by value system, not by the way we analyze and look at life. I believe in everybody go, but in case people can inquire, what do they believe in? I believe in democracy. I believe in republicanism. I do not believe that anybody should be king over anybody else. I am a Republican. Yorubas, they have their kings. How can you be related to me? I don't know you. America is a Republican society. Britain is a monarchical one. America and Britain are not in a country. The reason why the Americans threw away the British was because of monarchy. The British believed that one family was born to rule them. Americans said, to hell with you and this family. That's why you had the American Revolution. That is why America is free today, the most prosperous, vibrant civilization known to mankind. And I'm here to witness it myself. Yorubas believe in having a king. Oba, if you come, you lie down. I am a Republican. If you not shake my hand, you go to hell. I don't care who you are. The only person I bow to is when I'm in the presence of Chukwu Abiyama. In the presence of God, I bow. Before that, every man is created equal. If you can't accept it, that is your cup of tea, not mine. Penultimate Friday night, the full moon shone brightly over Masakwai village, a cluster of well-spaced compounds with a mix of traditional thatched homes and modern buildings, contently nestling on ancient plains occupied for centuries by the Asholo natives. You could see that the tree line... This is too much grammar. Are we going for Nobel Peace Prize? Or is it Nobel Prize for Literature? We want to read the news. What we are saying in effect is that people are dead. The attack killed 119 people. Boko Haram struck. Hausa Fulani people killed them. They want to convert everybody to Islam. They want to make everybody answerable to Islam. They want to make people understand that it's either you convert to Islam or you are dead. You pick one. We are also reporting this day that at least 17 more people, every day is death. 17 more people have been killed by an explosion in a village market in Borno State in an attack blamed on a local police chief. Of course, blamed on Boko Haram, sorry. A local police chief said on Sunday, the deadly blast struck a busy marketplace late on Thursday in the remote village of Nguru Soye, injuring many more, said police chief Lawan Tanko. News on the attack was slow to emerge after insurgents destroyed nearby telecom towers, shutting down communications in the area. An explosion in the market in Nguru Soye killed 17 people, Tanko told AFP, adding that the police were investigating the source of the explosion. The attack on Nguru Soye, as in the previous attacks, is the handiwork of Boko Haram insurgents. Who else is doing it if not Boko Haram? This is Radio Biafra. That is our news headline on a day we are reporting by way of our signature coverage today, that a group, once again, the same way they sacked Stella Odua, is asking for Konji Wala and Deziani to be suspended. And after that, they now go for the path will be clear for them to go for Jonathan. And once Jonathan sacks Konji Wala and Deziani, they will then say to Jonathan, where is the money? If you can't account for it, we impeach you. The Hausa Fulani people are waiting. Once this path is cleared for them by Yorubas, as usual, they now go for the jugular. And that's Jonathan. and Jonathan is finished. We told you that. This is Radio Biafra. The barrister promised to be with me. The barrister said he will have no interaction with any glass of wine. The barrister said, anytime I call him, he will answer me. I now call upon the very eminent barrister, Anthony Atlo, Barrister Mamezu, who is in London.
Thank you, Director. I'm sure you're hearing me.
Loud and clear. Loud and clear.
Thank you, Director. Thank you for the news discussion. As you know, here on Radio Biafra, we don't read news, we discuss it. In fact, before the listeners try to find their feed, we have already discussed it. We don't read news. That's why Africans listen to us. Europeans, Asians, they listen to us. They don't usually give damn to CNN or BBC because they read news in their own ways. And of course, you see, the advantage we have over English is we understand English and then we use it to our advantage in our own language, in our own broken language. And that's the only way our people can understand. Director, well done, and thank you. Let me take some few things you discussed here. As you rightly said yesterday, yeah, there wasn't much for me to say. But today, yes, I can add a few things. Director, let me start from the last one. 17 killed by Boko Haram. Director, I want to draw some inferences here. I know, of course, you're right when you say that Lugard used the same forceful action, killing, bombing, and all the rest to annex and put everybody together. But, Director, I have to tell you the difference here is this. When Lugard came to our people, we resisted. We didn't want the amalgamation. But Boko Haram are killing market women. Boko Haram are killing people who do not even understand what they are all about. Boko Haram are killing pregnant women who are going about selling biscuits and sweets. Boko Haram are killing unborn children who do not understand what politics is all about. Director, in as much as I would agree with you in some of the things you say, but you see, on this particular occasion, I disagree with you because Boko Haram is not behaving like Lugard. Lugard brought a lot of people, killed them because they disagreed with his policy. They disagreed with his amalgamation. They disagreed with a white man colony. But the people that Boko Haram are killing and macheting and gunning down are going towards their own businesses. They don't know what is called politics. They are not involved in any political forum. So that's the difference. Boko Haram are killing and maiming our people who are not interested in anything politicking just because they are going about their own businesses. That's why they are killed. That is the difference, Director. And that is our differences here. I do not believe that Boko Haram, of course, an ideology can never be wiped out, can never be killed, it can never be subdued. Director, if an ideology should or would be subdued, there wouldn't be anybody talking about the restoration of Biafra, because that is our own ideology. That is our own feeling. That is our homecoming. We cannot be defeated. Remember, they said after the Nigerian Biafra war, no winning, no vanquish, no victor. Now, Director, we are resurrecting and restoring Biafra, because that particular idea will never die. It cannot perish. That's why we are here, and that's why we're talking about Biafra. But Boko Haram are killing innocent people, those who just want to make their own living. 17 killed. 119 killed yet again, Director, by the same Boko Haram, released by Goodluck Jonathan, whom I used to think before that the guy is clever, only to realize that he isn't. He isn't clever. He doesn't know what he's doing. And most of the things he implements do not have sense. It doesn't make sense. Because Jonathan is a shamble, is a mistake. All Biafrans and those at home in the zoo voted for him. But since he came, all his policies have been against Biafrans. He wants to build bridge and for us to contribute the rest. But Asaful and Boko Haram want him to restore Sokoto. After Asaful and Boko Haram destroyed it,
the world could not give us time to restore it, and he will. Because I was told that this guy, he fears a lot. He doesn't want to die. Eventually, of course, he will die. He will die by those who surround him. Those he appointed to guide him will be the people who will kill him. Remember what was said in the Bible. Those who are trying to save their life will lose it. He is too afraid of himself that he doesn't even know what to do. If somebody said do A, he will jump into A. Do B, he will go to B. Do C, before he even says C, he's already doing C. He's a man who does not know what he's doing. He's a president for the first time in 21st century who is not even sure if he's supposed to be there or not. Director, our people are dying because there's no electricity. Generator killed more than 20 people last year. And now this year, this is March. We are not into April yet. Our people are still dying again because nobody's educating them. Nobody's telling them, you do not put generator where you lie down, where you sleep. Because as you sleep, the carbon monoxide, which of course is not CO2, CO2 is oxygen. Carbon monoxide, as you take it in, will go and close your lungs. And then you cannot breathe anymore. Anything you take in, you will die. Nobody is educating our people, director, because the Hausa Fulani Yoruba media is telling you about how to make money. Telling you about how to hate Igbos. Telling you how Igbos are making money. They are not educating them. They are not telling them natural things. They are not telling them about DIY. What you should do to live and what you should do to die. They are not telling them that. All they are telling them is that the Igbos are bad. The Igbos love money. The Igbos do this. The Igbos do that just for the sake of occupying our land. That is what Hausa Yoruba Fulani media is telling them. That is why Radio Biafra is in existence. To tell our people the truth. To tell them that all these people are hoodwinking them. Telling them the false, the malicious story about what. Because they know that the Igbos, Biafrans, are clever, intelligent people. Recognized by even himself, Lugard. Who says the Biafrans are unique? The Biafrans are clever. The Biafrans are intelligent. Yoruba Hausa Fulani Boko Haram media will not tell you that. They want to denigrate us. They want to downgrade us. They want to tell all sorts of rubbish. They will not tell those in the zoo that putting generator in your room where you sleep, you are breathing, will kill you. A big shame. Our people are dying. We must restore Biafra. Biafra is the only truth. Biafra is the only media that will get our people out of misery, out of slavery, out of mental surgery. Our people need to be free. Director, Dozier and Okonjo-Iweala, they are after them. Again, we talk to Jonathan. Do not sack our sister, Stella Udua, who brought us the only international aerodrome, if you like, airport we have. He sacked the woman. And since then, what has he achieved? Since then, he's been falling from grace into grass. Rajiv has not done anything tangible. He hasn't done anything progressively. He is falling. From there, he'll fall down and fall to Europa. Director, when I was doing mathematics, I know about when somebody goes from 1 to Europa. That means you can't even rise up again. Gula Jonathan, who was voted overwhelmingly by the Biafrans, i.e. by the Igbos in general, what has he done for them? He selected only few foolish, stupid individuals called Ohanaeze and gave them money. And they shared the money. Even some of them fought among themselves. They were fighting for the sake of money. Look at the confab, 12 million each. What are they going to do with it? Yeah, there's no drinking water. There's no hospital. Director, we have no good hospital. Our people are dying on the road. You were saying it earlier. If Boko Haram doesn't kill you, you will die on the road. What about those who are in the wheelbarrow waiting for hospital at attention? If you don't die on the road, not by Boko Haram, you will die by typhoid because you are drinking rubbish water. Your daughter is wearing this long cap, behaving like the Hausa Fulani Boko Haram, which of course is related to them. It's quite a big shame. I supported this guy, trusted him, thinking that he will make me proud, only for him to let me down. Of course, I have no other option than to turn against him. is a big shame. There is a rooter against it because my people are dying in the north. You know what makes me crazy? There's quite a lot of hassle and Boko Haram in the east. But they bought all the churches in the north. They killed all my people in the north. But they are coming to my homeland to dwell. Director, that angers me a lot. That makes me crazy. I feel like a hopping mad because when I remember how my people are dying, how many times have I worked on air, director? How many times have I been on emotional position?
Yes, of my many pain? Times, many times.
Director, I feel bad because I can stay in this country. I'm okay. Director, I'm fine. But if I'm fine, but my people are dying, our people normally say, Onyabakaria, where I'm Obakela, if you are free from sickness and your son or your daughter or your cousins die, have you recovered? No, you haven't. So if my people are feeling the pain, I am also feeling the pain, director. You could stay comfortably, director. You are making nearly 2K a week, but you abandoned it to save your people. Director, you had a mortgage. You abandoned it to save your people. Director, what can I say and what should I stop? Our people are dying on a daily basis. Angulo Jonathan is there, elected and being presented to represent us. What has he done? Zero. Zilch. And all he's doing is sharing money. My people are dying on a daily basis. If you talk, they say, why are you saying that? This? Hey, you are talking too much, they will kill you. Of course, if you kill me, somebody will kill you. Director, why should I be afraid? Now, what about those who died? Remember that my townswoman, the mad woman, Kiri Kiri?
Yes, Kiri, yeah, that lady. I like her.
Director, Kiri Kiri was fighting for 1p. Somebody came to her. Kiri Kiri, are you going to die for 1p? So what about people who die for nothing? So, director, don't laugh.
I like her. I like the woman.
Die for the sake of Biafra. Don't die for nothing. Because quite a lot of people have died in the north for nothing. So why not be like Kiri Kiri? Die for penny. Die for Biafra. Don't die for nothing. I'm standing by, director. That's what I can say for
that. That was the voice, the unmistakable rendition of the very eminent Barrister Anthony Atlo, Barrister Mamezu, wherever you are, welcoming you once again. We are here in Maryland in the USA, and they're going to speak today. They promised yesterday. They were waving very frantically, saying they were not today that they will speak. And they will speak today, because this is Radio Biafra, and our lines are open as well. If you want to call us, I am expecting Professor Deliibo to be able to deliver a very brief speech, that this is Radio Biafra, wherever you are. We are welcoming you. Our number is +1 240 217 7185. For those of you in the US, it's free, I understand. You can call this number for free. 30th of May of this year, we are having a worldwide remembrance for everybody that died in the quest to make Biafra free. Whilst I wait for Professor Deniibo, I must take this call. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Director, this is Deniibo calling from New Jersey.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. You're welcome to the program, and the world is listening. Go ahead.
Fellow Biafrans, I still remember the old adage, charity begins at home. This saying has its equivalence in many Biafran languages. But the one I remember readily is the Igbo equivalent. Onrubemane Agbaraoso. Translated literally, this means, if you hear your kith and kin crying, do not abandon them. But Biafrans have been able to survive all the vicissitudes that have befallen them over the past 100 years was due to the tenacious belief that charity begins at home. Right now, danger is lurking. Enemies of Biafra and their collaborators are poised for their final solution of the Biafran question. Complete extermination of the Biafran people and erasure of their culture from the surface of the earth. This is the most critical time of Biafran history. If Biafra does not defend itself now, there is 99.9% chance that it will be wiped out by enemies whose stalking trade for the past 100 years has been to get Biafra out of their way. In modern history, only two groups of people have been marked out for genocidal treatment by their enemies. The Jews during the Second World War and Biafrans during their War of Independence. In 1948, the world recognized the evil done to the Jews and decided to set up a homeland for them. In addition, all those who perpetrated war crimes against the Jews were hunted down and brought to justice. That the State of Israel survived till today is thanks to the indomitable Jews in the diaspora, especially in America. They brought massive material and financial support to the State of Israel. And today, the Jewish state is a power to reckon with. Today, Biafra is at the crossroads. 30,000 killed in the first wave of pogroms in 1966 in northern Nigeria. 3.5 million killed between 1967 and 1970. And from then till today, Biafrans have been targeted for killing in their homes, in places of worship, and in markets throughout Nigeria by Boko Haram. Are we going to allow an alien culture to wipe us out of the earth? Or are we going to defend ourselves and survive like the State of Israel, with whom we claim a common origin? I think common sense suggests the latter. This special appeal is to Biafrans in diaspora. If something is not done now, Biafra as a nation will cease to exist within 2 or 3 years. It is the duty and responsibility of Biafrans in diaspora to rush material, technological, and financial aid to save your people. Before friends can help us, they would like to see what we have been able to do for ourselves. Biafrans have purchased a powerful transmitter for the dissemination of information to all segments of the population. Radio Biafra can now be captured by satellite. These are laudable projects, but there is still a lot to be done. Biafra needs arms and ammunition to defend itself. Biafra needs to maintain, feed, and equip its fighters on the ground. Only sustained contributions by individuals and groups can ensure victory for Biafra. Go to www.radiobiafra.co and click on the donate button and follow the instruction to make your donation. Groups and zones of Biafrans in different parts of the world must continue to make their monthly contributions without fail. In this regard, coordinators around the world should be alive to their responsibilities by making sure that their zones honor their pledge every month to minimize bottlenecks in the system. Coordinators have now been upgraded to the activist wing of the Biafran struggle under the control of the director of Radio Biafra. There is no time to waste. Biafrans are dying in large numbers every day. An assault on Biafra is an assault on all of us. If you are a Biafran patriot, contribute to save Biafra. Onulubemane abaloso. Biafrans have always been a great people. Get yourselves out of slavery and regain your greatness. God bless Biafra. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and God bless you too. That was the very erudite, very eloquent, very learned and intellectual, if I may add, Professor Odeni. Was he professor in the U.S.? Not professor, or you go to strike for 9 years. You come back for 9 hours and then you write your doctorate thesis. Genuine professor. Akujeze is with us, is one of us. Akujeze is a genuine professor lecturing American people. Prophesizing in front of Americans, not fake intellectual. Hebrew file, his office in Canada, Texas, Gankozo. I don't know when carrying a file became a part of intellectualizing, if I can put it in those words. This is Radio Biafra. We are fearless before our enemies. We are making it clear to the whole world, according to what Professor Dinibo just read, that this very movement will require the help of our people to be able to sustain it to the finishing line. That finishing line is Biafra, and we are going to get it. As somebody said once, I was watching a movie, and they said that the colleague was saying, oh, but this is very difficult, very hard route for us to take. And he said, I will not have it any other way. I'm enjoying doing Biafra this way. Very difficult. Finding it very hard to convince our people. Most people get fed up. They get tired. They say, oh, our people, they're very difficult. Why don't you leave them? I enjoy it this way. Who said that getting Biafra was going to be easy? Who told you that in the first place? It was Rika was lying to you, telling you Biafra is coming today, next week, 4 p.m., 3 p.m., 8 a.m. in the morning. What happened? From there, from Biafra coming, he's now waiting for your container to land at Onitsha so he can get money off you. From Biafra is coming, he's campaigning for politicians. From Biafra is coming, they are now in confab, trying to make Nigeria one. Our people, you love lies, and lies are very easy to come by. If you rely upon the truth and anchor everything you do on the truth, there is nothing you want to see happen that will not happen. This is Radio Biafra, and our lines are open. Every coordinator, you have a few more days to go. You must understand that we are technically and practically in a state of war. You must mobilize your men and materials, and this very endeavor, this very enterprise of pursuing Biafra must be accomplished, and every coordinator must do something. You must go to radiobiafra.co. The donate button is there. You must support us because we need to buy arms. I'm saying it loud and clear in America. I say it everywhere in Britain. We need to buy arms to face Boko Haram. You cannot face Boko Haram by mere words and prayer and fasting. That means you are an absolute idiot. We need to buy arms and ammunition to defend ourselves, to bring back the 2 million people living in Kano. It's a monumental effort. If we move them by road, they will ambush us on the road and kill all of us. We need to secure the Sabongiri area and then fly them out of that very place. So we have work to do, or else you kiss goodbye to the 2 million Igbo people foolishly stranded in Kano as we speak. This is Radio Biafra. We are all over the world. We are also on satellite. We have a caller on the line. You will give me your name and where you are. The caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? You called Radio Biafra.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, this is on.
I'm talking to you. I'm speaking. You're on the phone. Onasim na woyam. I'm talking to you.
Okay, director. My name is Uzie Kota of Cork, calling from Republic of Ireland.
Thank you very much. Why is your line unstable?
Yeah.
I was here. Why is your line unstable? Why is it? It's unlike you for your line to be unstable. What is going on?
I'm using one of the men to call you. It's on my phone. We are in the meeting. We have new members. So I want to call you, sir.
Now, do you see what happens when you borrow something that is not yours? That is what happens. Many times you use something that isn't your own. This is what happens. It's not very clear. It's like borrowing the name Nigeria when your name is actually Biafra. I like what you're doing in Cork. You are one of us. You are a Biafran. And you will go ahead, please. Go and say what you want to say. I was there. Can you hear me?
All right, director. Please, we have a new member here. We are in the meeting. They want to you, sir.
Okay, go ahead. Give them the phone.
Hello, director.
Yes, I can hear you. It's you who can't hear me. I can hear you loud and clear. No. I was there. Can
you?
Yes, hello. What is your name, please?
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Yes. Hello. Can you hear me?
We can hear you people. If you speak to me over the phone, then we can hear each other. If you're waiting
can
to
hear me?
Yes, loud and clear, we can hear you. No, not very clear. Not very clear at all. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on the phone, this is Radio Biafra. We're also reminding people that our Skype line is also open. Go ahead, the caller on the phone. We are in Maryland.
Hello.
Yes, please.
Hello, good evening, director.
Good afternoon from here.
Okay, my name is Sinhena Cho Ebuka. I'm calling from United States.
You're calling from where?
I'm calling from London.
From London, please go ahead. Please go ahead.
Yeah, my name is Sinhena Cho Ebuka, and I'm from Esni Tembise, Imo State in Biafra.
Thank you very much. I'm surrounded by MBC people here. Please go ahead.
Yes, I'm the PRO. Indigenous people of Biafra in South Yorkshire, England.
Thank you.
Yeah, I want to use this opportunity to thank you and thank all of our brothers and sisters in Maryland. And I want to use this opportunity to tell my brothers in here, I know all of them are listening to the Radio Biafra now, that our evangelism is on Friday, 1 o'clock, 1 p.m. So we are going to evangelize on Saturday, Friday, in our venue, because one of our brothers here is having traditional wedding. So we know that all members of Igbo Union and Igbo members are coming that place. So we are using this opportunity to remember every one of us here that our evangelism is on Friday, 1 o'clock.
Yes, go ahead, please. You are waiting to hear your voice and it's delaying us. Go ahead and say what you want to say, please. Don't stop until you finish what you're saying. Go ahead. No, I don't think it's working. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, my name is Ike Chikugu and I'm calling from the state of Oklahoma here in the United States. And I'm from Suka.
Please go ahead. Go ahead.
I appreciate what Professor Denibo has said. This is a man I respect so much. He has spoken like a true Biafran, a committed Biafran, a patriotic Biafran with a sound historical consciousness about our people. We use this opportunity to invite all these Igbo people who are scattered all over the world, especially in the great institutions of learning in US and Europe and all over the world, to come together and follow the footsteps of Professor Denibo to launch a rational defense of Biafra as a distinctive nation in Nigeria, different from Nigeria. He also says something, when Nazi Germany fell, those bastards, Nazi bastards who committed mass extermination of the Jews, some of them escaped and were living in South America,
and a few determined, disciplined Jewish people started tracking these people and dealt with them accordingly. And we see in Nigeria people who committed genocide against the Igbos are still living in Nigeria. Most of them are given titles. Most of them are still in politics. And I don't understand why we as a people have not really come together to constitute a force to deal with these people, because nobody commits such a heinous act upon a people and go free. So I invite everyone who is learned, because we need two kind of war here. We need rational defense of Biafra. We also need full soldiers who stand on the ground to fight and defend our country.
Yes, we are listening. Go ahead. We are listening to you. Go ahead, please.
Yes, I'm using this opportunity to call all educated minds all over the world. We are all over the world. Everywhere you go on this earth, you find Igbos. And they're hardworking, they're disciplined, they go to school, they are studied. But why they are not coming out at this point is actually frustrating to me. It's quite frustrating. Professor Denibo has shown a good example, and we really have to follow his footsteps.
Exactly. You know?
It's
exactly.
Sad that a lot of so-called educated Igbo people who are in the great, great institutions of learning all over the world, you know, they are proud to be in a country that is not their country. It's only a crazy guy who is proud of such thing. We need to build our own country. We need to come out. We need to defend Biafra. We need, because that is the only hope. If we don't do that, our culture, our society, our people will be swallowed by the encroachment of most Islamic North down the south, and these people will overcome us if we don't come out right. This is the right time. We have to defend Biafra right now.
Yes, I agree with you. And you're going to do a lot of work in that regard as well. You are in Oklahoma. You will just go around and convince those around you. All of you in America, you have credit or debit card. Nobody can say they have an account anywhere in the world without a debit or a credit card. It doesn't take anything away from you. You go to PayPal. It is actually, the donate button is run by PayPal. Anybody with a little bit of common sense will know that PayPal is the safest means to transact anything in the whole world. You go to Radio Biafra website, radiobiafra.co. You see the donate button, you click on it, and you make a donation, a regular one. Not because we have millions of listeners, you think that millions of people are somehow contributing money. It's like somebody who lives close to a stream in the village. If you go to their pot all the time, it's always very dry, because they say anytime there is no water in the pot, they just run down to the stream. If somebody is thirsty, they just go to the stream and get water to drink. What we need people to do is to understand that, stop waiting for those around you to do it. You must do it yourself. Most of you have gone to churches today around the world to give money to Yoruba pastors. The same people calling for the removal of Okonji Wala, calling for the removal of Dezian Madheke. The same people that made sure that the only person to give you an airport in your life is sacked from office. But yet you cannot support the people trying to save your life. How stupid can our people get? I don't beg them. The professor is very erudite, very intelligent, learned, he's a scholar. I acknowledge and I respect him for that. But for me, I am slightly more brutal. I tell people the truth. The truth of the matter is that you need Biafra more than Biafra needs you. Therefore, everybody must support this very noble cause.
That is true. Some of us are beginning, we just started hearing, listening to this Radio Biafra. Sometime in 2009, I used to listen to Voice of Biafra International. And I think around 2009, it just went off air, and I was so depressed. And just maybe two, three months ago, I just became aware of Voice of Biafra, and it's giving me my identity. It's giving me my voice. You represent a lot of things which probably you don't understand. You represent for us our voice, our identity as a people, our culture, and we appreciate you, we support you, and we will continue to broadcast this gospel, this message across the world until our country becomes a reality, until you go back to our country, like the Jews scattered all over the world. You know, they have to come together, those in diaspora, to really make the Jewish nation a reality. That is what we want to do. And it's just a beginning, the sun is just beginning to rise, and all of us, eventually, it will rise up. And we pray that God will keep you alive to do the job you're doing. We support you 100%. We do everything, because Biafra is not just Mr. Nnamdi Kanu's fight.
That is correct.
All our fight,
of course.
Country, and we will make sure that, you know, our country becomes a reality. We don't have to beg Nigeria
to give us the opportunity to go home. We have to take our right, because nobody gives you a right.
That is correct.
Nobody gives you freedom if you don't take it.
Yes.
We have to rise up and take it. And as these Igbo people all over the world begin to realize this, that nowhere in the world, no matter how comfortable you are, still a second-class citizen. It's only in your, your country that you feel wanted, that you feel belonged. You know? We have intellectuals all over the world, because we have intellectuals all over the world. They have to rise up and realize that you are not a crazy person. You're not a delusional person. You know what you're saying. You're educated. You've read. I've listened to you. I've listened to all of that Biafran people who came in the past and tried to resurrect Biafra. None of them have appeared to me with intellectual rationality as you have. And a lot of people have spoken to say the same thing. You know, we're coming out. We're defending our country. And we will stand by you. Thank you, Mr. Director.
Thank you very much, and God bless you. We are here in the USA, and we want people in the US to call us our brother from Oklahoma. Thank you very much. Give us your name and where you are. We have another caller on the line. You will give us your name and where you are, please.
Good afternoon, brothers and sisters, fellow bear friends, lovers of freedom. This is Uche Naji. I am a coordinator calling from Atlanta, Georgia. Greetings to all of you, Director. God bless you, Pastor Mamezu, Sister Rita Nimbog, Karamonde, Kechukwenyago. Of course, our national coordinator, Clifford Iranya, and all our brothers and sisters, including Professor Denibo, Dr. Kujeze, and all the dignitaries working for, and the lovers and freedom working for Biafra. The reason why I'm calling to announce our upcoming meeting within the Metro Atlanta area next Sunday. The time will be 4 p.m. My number is 678-779-2701. 678-779-2701. I am Uche Naji. I am originally from Amuria Omanze in Isu, local government area of Imo State, Biafra land. Director, one thing I also want to tell you, please. I think maybe because you have a lot in your brain, I know that. But last 2 weeks or a couple of days ago, somebody called in from Atlanta area here. He's not a member of us. He called and he said he loved what we are doing. And now our brother is calling from Oklahoma. Please do me a favor. When they call, don't forget to ask them, are they part of our family like you always do? Thank you so much, and God bless you. That's all I want to say. I will announce the venue for the meeting tomorrow when I call back. We're still working on the venue, but just a heads up.
Thank you very much, and thank you for calling. This is Radio Biafra. We are in Maryland. Does anybody here in the studio have anything to say before I go to the line? Because a lot of people are calling, and we want to hear from them. If I pick your call, we have a caller now on Skype. You remain where you are. If you call us on Skype and I take your call, stay where you are. I shall come to you. Do we have a caller on the line?
Hello, Nnamdi. Good evening.
Good afternoon from here. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you're calling from?
Oh, my brother Nnamdi, God bless you. This is the coordinator of MAMO in Sweden. My name is Fredrik Achi Benjamin.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Please, my brother Nnamdi, I want to thank you. I thought my heart is full of thanks. Thank you so much for the good work you are doing, Nnamdi. We are here, the Biafrans in Sweden, particularly in MAMO. We had our meeting today and the turnout was so great. I just want to use this medium to thank my brothers that attended the meeting today. They are wonderful people. In fact, the Biafrans are coming up. This fight is going to be hot. If Nigeria doesn't give us this Biafra this time, everything will go down, as you said. The people that came to meeting today, in fact, they were asking me, can they come to Nigeria to start this work today? But I told them they should just keep calm until we get directives from the national bodies. I just want to use this media to tell our brothers who are still on their hiding. Like my sister Ngozi Madi used to say, some of them are running to their wife rappers, and you know, when they have that ready, the other is on, they were like, what is going on? This is the time you should come out. Otherwise, what happens to Kosovo will happen again. And this time around is going to be terrible. I just want to tell those people that are attending National Conference that National Conference is not what we need. We are tired of this jamboree. We are tired of all these old fools going up and down selling their brother, selling their people. Your people are being killed in the north. You are doing nothing about it. Your people are being killed. Your people are being deported from Lagos, and you are doing nothing about it. Goodluck Jonathan has promised you 12 million. You are finding yourself as Igbo leaders. Wait, we are coming. This time around, all of us are going to go down. Whether you like it or not, thank God the efforts are all over. We are going to fish you out, both you and your children. There will be no hiding place for you. So get ready. We are coming. I just want to announce again that the Biafrans in Sweden, we are registered. The Swedish government have recognized the Biafrans. We are registered today with our numbers. So on the May 30th, come out, we are going to parade the whole street. We are going to tell them that we are still alive. Thank you. That is what I want to say. Keep on with the good work and God bless you, Nando.
Thank you very much and God bless you. Thank you very, very much. We have held our brother on the line for a long time. He's on Skype. He will now go ahead to give us his name and where he's calling from. This is Radio Biafra. I must thank him for his patience as well. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Director. Good evening.
Good afternoon from here. Please go ahead.
I'm calling from Germany, Stuttgart. I'm Mr. Ono Zurike Amande. I came from Idato South.
Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah. Director, before I continue, I want to really commend you for your wonderful work since all these days.
Thank you.
You leave your families and everything is not easy. The little one we are doing over here in Stuttgart is not easy for us, but we thank God. Before I continue, I want to first of all go to about what you read about Ikonji Uwala and so on and so forth. Director, if you can see these people, why are we wasting our saliva speaking about these people? What have Ikonji Uwala done for us or her sister, the petrol minister? So my advice towards that is we don't need to speak about these people at all.
I will tell you why. If you don't speak after them, they will come after you direct. It's a direct line to you. You see, one thing is a moral fight. We are putting up a defense because it is morally right for us to do so. When they go after your people and you keep quiet, before you know it, they go after those who also were able to offer protection to you. And when there is nobody around to help you, they come after you direct. It's just how we calculate it. It's happened in the past, and we don't want it to happen again. Please go ahead.
Okay, Director, on 19th of December, I thought we would write all these people letters. They know about what we are doing. Have you seen any one of them comment about us before? You are here struggling all over the world, and you are helping them. You are making them to save their work. So for my own opinion, we don't need to speak about these people. Second is, you talk about bringing our people back from north. Director, I don't think we need that because he won them seriously since more than 4 months ago now. If I may precise, if I'm right, you won them. Let all the holy people leave north. So I don't see the reason why we'll be here in Europe suffering to make sure that we'll get money to buy our ammunition. We are going to contribute those money for bringing our people home. That is will not happen. Let them go back. They still have time to go back. So that is just what I want to say. And secondly, I want to advise the people in Stuttgart, please, everybody should come together and work very hard. This job is not for one person. It's not for one person. I am here to help. Anytime our national coordinator, regional coordinator need me to help, everybody, please, I'm pleading to every one of you. We have written to Igbo Union here. Everybody knows about this movement. Let us come together and make sure that we actualize this our struggle. And we also is preparing for our demonstration and on 31st of May 2014. Thank you very much, Director.
Thank you very much, and thank you for calling. I appreciate that. I like everything that you people are doing in Germany. I just hope and pray that you will continue doing so in time to come. This is Radio Biafra. We have people calling us all the time, and we want them to remain on course. Please do not waver, do not shake. Do not prevaricate. Do not even contemplate retreating. Don't even dream of surrendering, because here we are relentless. We are going to keep going until Biafra comes. If it is just me and my son that will do it, and my family, then we shall do so, because Biafra is a thing of the spirit. You are called to serve Biafra. If you're called by the spirit, you don't look elsewhere. You focus yourself and you make sure it is done. That is why we are here. We have a caller on the line. Once again, give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me?
Hello, yeah, I can hear you.
Please, your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Umuna Wanko.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from London.
From London, please go ahead.
This is Umuna Wanko. I'm calling from London, from Ito Boma.
Yes, we are listening. The world is listening. Go ahead and make your point. The whole world is waiting for you to speak.
I'm supporting the struggle here from London, doing my own little bit here and there.
Yes, what are those little bits you're doing? Are you still doing them? Because I can hear some sound and some crackling.
Turn that down. Basically, what we're doing, we're putting up a campaign about Biafran issue.
And how are you doing that, and where are you doing that? How and where are you doing it?
We're putting out campaigns to sensitize people around the world to know about the Biafran issue, about a country that legitimately existed.
Yes, but I want to know how you're doing. So are you doing it online, on the streets, preaching the way that we do in England? How are you doing it? How? So maybe other people can copy the same style.
We're going to different pages in America and all around the world, putting out campaign out there on the streets. We're asking people to come out on the 30th and march and campaign. We're asking people to support and put money into the Biafran pocket, because we have a common goal. It doesn't matter what group you belong into. For me, I've been doing my own little bit. I've not been in the Biafran family in London, because I've been trying to get in touch for a long time, and I'm very happy I can get across. And I'm thanking and greeting everyone that's been contributing in one way or the other. And for there are so many of us that have not come out openly, have said anything concerning this struggle. But we have been following this from when we were born, and our parents told us all about this war, what happened and what they done to our uncles and our family. So be rest assured, once it kicks off in Nigeria, we'll definitely be there. We might not come out now, but we'll come out when the time comes. And we're not scared.
And why won't you come out now? Hello?
I'm doing my thing, and I'm looking forward to meet you in person.
Yes, and, why won't you join the family of Biafrans and bring this your idea to the table, these things that you're doing, so that millions of people all over the world can do the same thing? If you attend, if you go to Facebook and join Biafrans in the United Kingdom, for instance, or even in London, and attend the meeting, who knows, your ideas could be what we're looking for to unlock that very door that will take us our freedom. Because here we welcome views and ideas from each and every person that has something to say. So anything you have to contribute towards the emancipation of your people, you do it within a gathering of people that share the same ideas, the same belief that you have as well.
Yeah, Director, which you're very right. You know, I follow this Biafran issue from childhood, and I've from the very young age of 13, and I've choose to identify and stand with my people. I'm looking forward to the future to find the right. They say if you're ready for revolution, you have to find the right person. So I think Radio Biafra is right on track, and I've been waiting for you to get back to London. when you're back from America, so I come and join the family.
Okay. Yeah. Wonderful. I'll be there in the next 3 days. So thank you very, very much. And keep the fire burning. Keep evangelizing. I know that Gozie and the people in the UK, they adopt an open confrontation. We meet you on the street and we preach this very wonderful gospel. Because this is the only gospel that can restore life. This is the only gospel that can actually allow you to go to heaven when you die. The gospel of Biafra is what sets you apart from the heathens. This is the gospel authenticated and ordained in heaven itself. And that is where we are seeking the restoration of that God's kingdom on this earth. And that place is called Biafra. I must thank you for calling. This is Radio Biafra. We have people from all over the world calling us. And we must take their calls. We have one on the line right now who has joined us on the phone. Give us a name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, good evening, director.
Good afternoon from here.
Yeah, my name is from Oji River.
From Oji River, please, you are welcome to the program. Go ahead.
Yeah, director, I want to congratulate you for your kind, work, for both the editorial board of Biafra, Radio Biafra. I must commend you, sir. I really appreciate for your work. So my contribution here is that I want to contribute on those people, those are our connectors, because you are talking about those connectors that are not doing well, because most of them, they call themselves their connectors, but they cannot even have time to listen to Radio Biafra programs. Because I think if they are listening to Radio Biafra programs, they will know what is going on and they know how to follow up things on time as well. So my contribution is that all the coordinators, they have to give in even if it's a present, at least every day they're supposed to listen to Radio Biafra to know what's going on. At least, even though they can have a present, they are actually a present to know that they are listening to what the program that's going on. So that's all my contributions are.
Thank you very much. And on top of that, thank you very much for calling. A lot more will happen. We are making it very clear that the cutoff point is for us to know those who are with us in this struggle or not is the end of this month. Any coordinator that fails to respond appropriately come the end of this month will be disengaged from the movement, because every other coordinator this very month will receive a written document which, as long as you keep up to speed with what you've been told, you will receive a written document, you will sign it and return it to me. I will handle it myself personally. Of course, with the help of my PA. Every of the documents will be received, signed by you and returned to me. I will handle it myself. Then I can come on the air and tell the world, those who are truly with us, you only have till the end of the month. And then you will sign a document, a very important piece of document, binding you and that very zone to the worldwide body. We need to know who our friends are and our enemies. We need to know those who are genuinely Biafrans and those who are fake. We must proceed. We have somebody on the line. We have somebody on the line on Skype. Can you hear me?
Yeah, director, good evening.
Good afternoon from here. Your name, please, and where you're calling from.
Yeah, my name is Eric Uchechukwu Kemeziam. I'm calling from Deutschland, Bremen, precisely.
From Bremen, please go ahead. Are you people ready? Are you people ready? Germany is too big with nearly 9 zones in Germany. You must make sure that your contribution for the month of March is there, or else Germany will be shut down.
We are doing our best. Of course, every Biafran in Bremen is working tirelessly to see the struggle of Biafra in progress. So you do not worry about us. We are trying our best, as long as concerned, for we who are dedicated in Bremen. So, Director, I don't have much to say about what is going on in the zoo. So what I wanted to ask, my question goes like that, because there was a time Sister Rita was asking asking about the Biafrans in Ebonyi State that are not responding. And since I have been listening to Radio Biafra, I have not had any callers from Ebonyi people concerning towards this struggle. Am I asking, are they excluding themselves from Biafrans? Are they not Biafran? I can only hear the struggle, the callers calling from Imo's, Anambra, Abia State, and Yomas. But I have not heard any caller from Ebonyi people. Why? Is this struggle
because,
not...
No, because they are the... under siege. That is the Islamic capital. That is the first caliphate you have, is Ebonyi. Because people don't understand that the Ebonyi State governor, Martin Elechi, was a saboteur. He worked with Okpa Abiasega. Okpa Abiasega was the foremost saboteur. They rewarded him by making him the governor of the East Central State. And he worked with Martin Elechi. Martin Elechi, if you cut him open, his blood is Hausa Fulani to the core. Martin Elechi is a traitor to the people. Martin Elechi is... what are you talking about? Martin Elechi is a traitor to his people. Martin Elechi Okpa Abiasega. The modern day version you have of them is E.K. Nwachukwu, Omar Sanda, and Nwobodo, who are in Abuja representing in a confab, the only people on this earth that the same person that killed you is representing you. I've never seen such rubbish in my life before. So Martin Elechi allowed Islam to come in rampantly. He started with his predecessor. They allowed Islam to establish. Do you know that in Abakiliki, if you accept Islam, they give you scholarship? Do you know that?
Look at.
They have Yusuf. Yusuf, what you
go? No wonder. I have been listening. I have not. It seems as if Islam has taken over
Ebonyi State.
They just keeping quiet about this struggle.
Islam has taken over Ebonyi. They are trying to do the same thing. Once they outflank us and come into Imo State using Russia Sokoracha, they will cut us into two. They will cut us into half. They will make an arc. Once that arc is made, Anambra is on their own. And then Abia, of course, they have to dodge. What do you expect? I was saying, if you say Jonathan is imbecilic, I don't know how you can describe Theodore. There is no word in the dictionary to describe him. His own ineptitude is so massive that there is no word in the dictionary to describe the incompetence of the governor of Abia State. You cannot describe it.
Sure.
You can't.
Yes.
These are all Hausa Fulani men. Hausa people are intelligent people. What they did is to plant for you. The only person that escaped their curse is the Gosu Lakpabi of Akwa Ibom State. The rest are gone, finished. Finished, gone forever and ever. They are not human beings. It's very, very sad.
Right from the origin, we have been known as Biafran people, and we don't have anything to do with another religion apart from Christianity. I wonder why our people are just all those wicked governors doing everything in order to make sure that Islam enter the state of Biafrans, which is not good. I wonder.
Not very good, but we shall proceed. And hopefully when we go home, we shall wake Ebonyi up, my dear brother. Thank you very much. We now have a caller on the phone. This caller, you will give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. We are in Maryland, in USA.
Yeah, this is Father Raymond from Tubenville again.
Yes, Father. Go ahead.
I called yesterday.
You called yesterday, Father. And after you called, I got a call from a sister as well, a reverend sister, which is marvelous. Despite everything we say, we have Biafra in commonality. Biafra supersedes everything, including religion and Christianity. You must proceed, please.
Thank you. I thought in response to what the previous caller said about Ebonyi State. I'm from Ebonyi State, and there was a time I wanted to communicate with Sister Rita Nibuog. I sent her a series of messages, and once she responded and asked me whether I was a friend of Biafra or a Biafra, I said, of course, I'm a Biafra, not a friend of Biafra. So there was a brother who wanted to coordinate my side in Ebonyi State. But since then, nothing has been done. So I was asked to give the number of that because he showed interest. He said he would like to coordinate this my side, because I'm from Izambo, you know, Hukulu
Kogo. Izambo. Is this person a Muslim? Is he an Ebonyi Muslim? Because there are too many of them.
Yeah, coming to Muslim issue, actually, Muslim is in the people. We have the Islamic school there, but not everywhere in Ebonyi state, of course. So we are Christians, we are not Muslims, please. So I know that there has been an Islamic a mosque, which I don't know how it's still functioning, that has been there since I was a child in my town, but it was just owned by a family. So I don't know whether it is still functioning now. So as for Ebonyi State being overtaken by Islam, it's only the people side where they have their schools. So it's not as if it is overtaken. I don't think that will ever happen in at least. So that's what I want to say.
Thank you very much. And before you go, we are receiving reports that the treasurer of Biafran in Senegal is from Ebonyi, and that Ebonyi people are the ones making Biafra very strong in Senegal, so that we have Ebonyi people everywhere. But I'm going to pursue this further. There's something I want you to do for us. You must send me the details of that very person you were trying to send to our dear sister Ritani Bogum. You will text me the detail, the name and the number of that very person, so that we can send our people to go to them. We have very prominent Ebonyi sons, I'm telling you. Very, very prominent, supporting this very movement. When I mean prominent, very, very prominent, that I am not at liberty to mention their name or their names on the air. Very, very prominent, and they support this very struggle. Thank you very much for that clarification. Thank you very much. And God bless you. This is Radio Biafra. I don't know if we have somebody on the line. I believe very, very strongly that we have a caller on the phone. This caller, you will give us your name and where you are, please. The caller on the phone.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hello, my name is Omar Dimokoje. I just finished a meeting in our meeting. I want to pick, hand over the phone to him.
Yes. Hello?
Hello.
The line is not very clear. It's not clear, I'm afraid. The line, for some inexplicable reason, is not as clear as we would like it to be. I don't know. Do we have a caller on the phone? This is Radio Biafra. On the line, I must say, on Skype. Can you hear me? We should have a caller on Skype. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. This is Radio Biafra, who in these very studios of Radio Biafra here in Maryland has something to say, please. Who has something to say? If you have something to say, you must say it. If you have something to say, please do so. It could be words of encouragement, because we understand you people have been doing a lot of evangelism here as well, going out and evangelizing. Some of the pictures are also on Facebook about going out and speaking to our people. How have you been doing that? What is the motivation? Because it seems to me that a lot of young people are going out and evangelizing, which is very good. For some of us, I don't know, we're a bit old. And in this cold, our bones may not be able to handle it. But I understand that a lot of youngsters have been going out and evangelizing. How has it been in this very area, in this part of the world? But before you do so, let's try and take this call. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes,
from Moscow, Russia. For some reason, you're sounding off. You're sounding very, very off. I don't know what is going on. I can't hear you properly. Can you repeat your name again, please?
My name is Emmanuel Chukwu from Enugu State, Nkanu local government.
Nkanu are great people. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much. I'm calling regarding the guy that talked about not to let people from Nkanu State, which is the north, our people from the north.
Yes, yes.
I have been there before. I've lived there all my life, I would say. I disagree with that guy. I hope this is our brothers. We should help them, because there's a lot of people, many family who is there who doesn't have transport or a means to come back to the Biafran land. So we should help also, we in the diaspora. So I will ask our brothers all over the world to contribute, to keep on contribute monthly, not even monthly, but from your heart willingly also, to, because we have a lot of work to do in future. Regarding that, our people all over in the northern place, because we will not leave them alone. After we tell them, we have to help them by organizing all these big boss, all these big boss, you know, putting the boss for who willing to go back to their friend land. You understand?
Yes.
So to help them in that way, it will be better.
Yes, but also the boss that you're talking about would need protection. Because if you, let us look at the scenario. You are trying to evacuate 2 million people from Sabongeri in Kano alone, right?
Yeah, before, yes.
How are we going to do it?
So we need to think about it, Director.
Yes.
So we need to think about it and know how to do it and to keep them safe, because not to have Boko Haram people to go and block these people on the way, which I know they will
exactly.
do.
Exactly.
So they do before.
Exactly.
So we should know how to start it earlier by even passing papers from the church, by informing them earlier all the time, keep informing them. I know they are stubborn, but we should keep trying our best to keep telling them. It's our own blood, flesh and blood. I know we are stubborn. So we should keep telling them. So that's why I have my family is no more there, but I have friends, childhood friends from there also. So which I know we are many there, a lot. I think that 2 million, I don't think it's more than 2 million.
It's more than 2 million, isn't it? Imagine trying to evacuate 2 million people. Is Boko Haram going to allow you to get back safely? The answer is no. And if that is the case, we need secure evacuation. And the best evacuation is to make sure that every convoy is protected. You are not going to protect a convoy by Holy Spirit, by Holy Ghost fire. You need to protect a convoy with arms and ammunition, and we need to buy them. Anybody supporting Radio Biafra is in support of the revolution to come. We believe in revolution. I don't believe in this peaceful nonsense that people talk about all the time. Biafra must be baptized in fire. In fire they killed us, and in fire we must rise again. As simple as that.
That is super.
Thank you very much, and God bless you. Thank you very much. We have a caller on the line. This caller is on the phone. He's joining us from somewhere I know is outside the USA. You will give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Director, good evening, sir. My name is Peter Wuzet, the co-coordinator. Director, we just finished meeting now. We tried to reach you.
Yes.
We are here with new members and everybody. We are here. They want to speak to you, Director.
Thank
God
you very
bless
much.
You on what you are doing, sir.
Thank
Let
you.
Let me pass one of them to speak to you, sir.
Thank you.
Hello, Director.
Yes, my dear brother.
God will bless you in the work you are doing.
He said?
Yeah, I'm telling you that this message of... My name is Uma Adimu Okoye. I live in Cork, here, Ireland.
Yes.
We just finished a meeting, and I want to assure you that many of us here, we are responding to what is happening. And we believe in this cause, and I am telling you the message is going around and is making impact. We thank God for everything, for giving you the wisdom to carry on with this cause. The people of Cork here, the Igbos in Cork here, the Biafrans in Cork here, they believe in what you are doing. And that I'm assuring you, wherever you are in America, wherever you go, God will protect you. That is all I want to tell you for now. Another person wants to get to you on the line.
Thank you very much. You are very kind. Thank you very much. And Chukwu Abiam, I shall abide with all of you.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, my dear brother.
Hello, good evening, Director Nnamdi Kanu. This is Uche Ono speaking.
Yes, Uche. Uche, yes. How are you?
I'm very fine, sir. I'm very fine. I just want to give you thanks, you know, for your wonderful work you are doing and all the entire board of Radio Biafra, like Imam Mezro, like Uche Mefo.
Yes.
I give him a great thanks because he's doing a wonderful thing. Every day now I'm listening to my music, the Biafra music. It's keeping me very happy. And my family are strongly behind you people.
and we will never fail you. Director, today's meeting was excellent. A lot of people came, and it's only that we have been trying you for a very long time. So most of them come from, they come from Malu, and they just left now, going back. Even Osofia also was here, Brown was here, so many people was here. The other guy was a new person, Imoz Lumba, and the wife from Malu. They came in, and here we just sit down here to say that we must get you before we go. So we are very, very happy. Everything is working very fine. We have discussed about our T-shirt. We bring the sample and we show them. We brought the flyers. We brought the plans. We brought everything, even the plans we make in order to raise money for Radio Biafra. We did it. And also, we contributed the money today for our monthly due, which my coordinator will also tell you now. We are so happy, and we are strongly behind you.
I would
die for you. You are going to continue your job. Nobody is going to push you away. And by the grace of Chukwu Abiona, whom we worship, whom we are giving our trust, and those that died for us, we are going to show people on 30th May that CORC is existing. Thank you, Director.
Thank you.
I will pass the phone to my coordinator to speak to you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I trust you, Uche. I trust you.
Hello, Director.
Yes.
This is Peter Wizier, the co-coordinator. Director, I appreciate what you're doing. I appreciate what all the radio officers of Radio Biafra are doing. Imam Mezu, Karamonde, Ikechukwu Enyeago, our brother Osita, coordinator for coordinators, Thomas Onyama, Rita Nibogo, especially you, Director, Barika Imam Mezu, and our Lolo. I appreciate what everybody is doing. All the national coordinators, zonal coordinators, Director, we thank you for what you are doing. Director, we just finished meeting. The meeting went well today. And we have new members that came here with their wife. All of them have left because we are trying to get you. Director, everything is going fine. Well, I brought the T-shirts today. We see the sample, the flag, the flyer. Everything we are preparing for that 30th of May. And we'll discuss a lot today. Director, God is with you. God will bless you. And God will keep you. God will give you knowledge and wisdom to continue this. May you never be discouraged. We are behind. We are with you, Director. Not behind, as you said. We don't want to be. We are with you wherever you go. And Director, as we said,
Of course.
There are more than people that didn't believe. And Director, everything is moving fine. CORC is with you, and we'll make sure that this thing happens.
We pray
that Chukwu Abiona will lead us and bless us, Director. Continue doing what you are doing. One of my members wants to speak to you again.
Of course. We are everywhere in the world, including CORC in Ireland.
Hello, Director.
Yes, my dear brother.
I want to assure you, I spoke before, my name is Uma Adinwokoye.
Yes.
I want to inform you that God is on our side.
You say?
If God is on our side, we cannot fear anyone. Yeah. If God is on our side, we cannot fear anyone.
You say?
We are aware of what is happening in Nigeria. We are aware that those who follow to kill our people, some of them today, their children are victims of genocide. We are aware that some people have made promise that they will slaughter us and make the Quran to touch the sheep. We are telling them that it's not going to happen.
You say?
My Director, we are ready and we are prepared to respond appropriately. We want to tell them that 1966 and 1967 is not today. We are in the 21st century. If they want us to begin to deliver equipment to secure our freedom, we are ready to do that. But we want to use diplomatic means in order to secure our freedom. But if we are threatened that they will use the money they have stolen from our resources to threaten us, we are equal to the task. So I'm assuring you, Director, I want to also assure you that we are aware of the plan that some governors are training pilots in Qatar getting ready. We are also getting ready.
Yes.
We want to assure them that we will match them. We want to assure them that their plan will not come to fruition. And we want to tell them that we are ready. We are ready. Yesterday is not today. We are aware of the level of threat we are facing. Our people, the Ndigbo, the Biafras, they are not, their security is not guaranteed in Nigeria. You can be walking on the street, somebody will cut off your head. That will not continue to happen. Even they confirm they are discussing, I believe they should put it as an agenda that we should all have the freedom. They should ask us whether we will still want to be in that country. There must be a referendum. You don't become a country by proofs. The people should be asked whether they want to remain in the country. Every section of Nigeria is clamoring for regional autonomy. That is what we as people should present before them. That people should be asked whether they want to continue in Nigeria. The people of the Southwest should be asked whether they want to continue. The people of the Middle East that are being killed every day, they should be asked whether they want to continue. It's not just you call people and you give them tea and you say you have discussed the future of Nigeria. Director, it is not going to work. You can fool some people sometimes, not all the people all the time. Even the people that follow them to fight the civil war, commit genocide against the people of Biafra, today they are victims. They are being slaughtered every day. And we know that when they finish with them, they are coming down to the east, and we are preparing for them. We are waiting. So, my director, let me give it back to the coordinator. We are, yes, they want to make announcements on the air.
Yes, of course, yes.
Director, please, sir. Director, please, there's a suggestion I want to bring. You know that you told us that on 30th of May, that all of us, everybody will take permission from the workplace and
yes.
be off.
So, yes.
Director, I want
or you
to,
can
I
lie to them.
Advice.
You can tell them you are not feeling. That's the only day you are allowed to lie. You can go and say you're not feeling well.
Yeah, Director, another thing is that I want to tell all the parents, if you can help to say that, that all the parents will stop their children from school. You know, when you stop your children from school, they will ask you why. And they will tell them that we want to remember our people that fought for us. And then that is another way to, one day, and that is another way to, you know, to give the information. Because before you stop somebody from school, they will tell you why, ask you why, and you tell them. And by doing so, we are spreading the news all over. When a father stops, you know, take permission from the workplace, also stop the children from going to school that day. And they will say, what is going on? In England, they stop the children in Biafra school. In Ireland, they stop the children in Ireland school. In America, in everywhere, in China, the Biafra children didn't go to school. They say, what is going on? They want to find out. And that by doing so, the information is going. So as you stop work, stop your children's school that very day. I think it's a good thing. Take permission.
Yes.
Take permission. You know, those are children will be off from the school that very day. For the whole of Biafra and all over the country, I think that all over the world, if they do that, that's another way to spread the information. And in Biafra land, the same thing will happen. In a zoo, the same thing will happen. All the Biafrans in the zoo, their parents will, you know, take them off from school for one day. And in Biafra land, the same thing. And the one day cannot kill them. That's sacrifice.
It cannot kill anybody. It's a sacrifice. People sacrifice
their
lives.
Everybody will know that something is going on. Something. Why these children everywhere, all over the world, stop school for one day? And they want to find out. And then by doing so, information will go. Because you see some parents, the day of March pass, they say, oh, please, I want to go and get my children from school. They will disturb the March pass. And they say, my children finish by 12. My children finish by 12:30. But
That is not going to work with us. We should make it very, very clear. Withdraw your children from school for only one day. That is not going to kill them. People sacrifice their lives that you may leave. If you don't have a child, you go and hire one from somewhere. Make sure that our children are out and make sure you begin to talk to them about Biafra. Make sure that they don't go to school. Nnemeka will not go to school on the 30th of May. I do not care how strict the school is. It's as simple as that.
Yes.
And the child is a Biafran. He must come out to honor those that fell, those that died, that he may live. They are called Biafrans. They are in their graves. Little children like him, we are starved to death. We are massacred. We must remember them.
Director.
We have to remember them.
Remember them.
Our people must get into that attitude. Thank you very much. I like what you're doing in Cork. I trust you and I trust those around you. I trust that Ireland cannot let us down. It cannot happen. Anywhere I have gone to preach this very gospel, they cannot afford to let us down. It's as simple as that. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue. We have those of you on Skype. If you're on Skype, you must wait until we come to you. Our lines are going mental. A lot of people are calling us. But we have an August visitor in this very August room, in this very August country that I have paid an August visit to. He will address Biafran people by giving us his name and where he comes from. I am Nnamdi Kanu from Isiama Faruku Ibeku. People tell me that Ibeku is no more here, and I tell them that they are mad. Ibeku is not no more here. Umuahia is a creation of white people. There is no place called Umuahia. You have Obakala, you have Olokoro, you have Ohun, you have Ibeku. It is not called Umuahia. Please, you may go ahead, sir. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay, my name is Chode. Somebody told me about your program last night, and I decided to come and show, and I'm very appreciative of what you are doing.
Thank you.
Yeah, this is excellent, motivating our people, and hopefully this will, what you are doing here will galvanize Igbos to think about themselves and in many ways be able to help each other so that we can all be, so we can always have an objective and able to accomplish it, whatever it is. Okay, that's all I wanted to say.
Thank you. And your name, please, your name?
Chode Onyelemba.
Where are you from?
On Lilu.
Lilu?
Yes.
Wow. Where is that?
Oh, it's in Anambra State.
Wow, I like that name, Lilu. That's wonderful.
That's worried.
We've learned something else today. Thank you very much for coming. There are people here in Maryland. This is another colony of Mbise. We must make that very, very clear. Mbise has dominated this place. They have taken over the entire place here. We have Mbano. We have Mbitolu. Oh, we have their own constituency here as well. Ndimbiri Kanokweba. Please, we must continue. You will address the world, please.
Hello, everyone. This is Chioma Amaryllis again. I want to thank everyone for listening. I also want to take this opportunity to speak to the youths that are in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, New York, New Jersey, Delaware. You need to come out. This is not a joke. It's not something that we can let other people do for us. I heard somebody say, one of the callers said that he is waiting for there to be progress before he can come out and support. And I think that's definitely not what we want to do. So I'm encouraging everybody to come out. If you live in the DMV, we usually have our meetings on Sundays, and we go to do promotions and to evangelize about Radio Biafra and the Biafra movement. So if you would like to join us, please just message us, let us know, you know, when you can come out. The movement is not just for one person, and it's not just for a few people. It's for everybody, and you can contribute your time, your resources, your talents, but I don't think that we need to beg anybody, but Biafra belongs to all of us. If you need to contact the coordinator, the telephone number is 202-468-9911, or you can go on Facebook, Biafrans in the U.S. under Radio Biafra, and send us a message.
Yeah, but there is a bit of a problem. You know, if you put in Biafrans in the USA, it doesn't come up because of the dots in it. Can somebody take away the dot? Because it's Biafrans in the U.S.A. It's making it difficult. You can't find it.
Okay.
It should just be simply USA. Take away the dots from it, please. Yeah,
okay,
go ahead.
We need to fix that. So you can send us a message. And we will get back to you. But it's very, very important that I know right now New York is not on the map, and that is really disappointing because I go to New York all the time, and I know that we have a lot of Igbo people in New York.
One of them rang me the other day.
Yes.
They wanted me to come to New York, and I said it's too late. I can't make it to New York. There is a very large crowd
in New York.
Waiting for me in New York, but I can't go because of the time constraint. He rang me, in fairness to him, he rang me when my phone memory was scrambled and the number is not here. But they're listening in New York. If they can call us back, please, on the same studio line. Go ahead.
Okay. So if you're listening from New York, if you're listening from New Jersey, if you're listening from Delaware, if you're listening from Virginia, Baltimore, anywhere you are, please, contact us. Let us know how you can help. This is, like I said, this is a movement for everybody. It's not just for Nnamdi Kanu or the team at Radio Biafra. Again, that number is 202-468-9911. If you have any questions, you can message us on Facebook. Thank you.
Thank you very, very much. Very eloquently spoken. I never believed I can get more than one sentence out of you during live broadcast. You have done exceedingly well. And our dear sister is on the line. Our dear sister Ngozi Madu is on the line. And she's calling us from Sweden. She has something to say. And we invite her to say it. Please go ahead.
Director, good evening.
Good afternoon from here.
Thank you. Good evening, fellow Biafrans all over the world, especially those in Maryland, Chioma and co. I say may God strengthen all of you there as you take care of the director. He said he ate only bananas. I don't know
only, if only, there's no taking care of here. Aka banana neba. You're saying taking care of. Nothing is happening. It's only banana I have here.
I don't know how she, director has two Biafra women and he's eating banana.
They please cannot cook. That is the problem.
Cook soup for director, please. It's yes important.
Yes.
My name is Ngozi Madu, and I'm calling from Sweden. I want to comment on the news that we have received today. As we have listened, over 5 million people listened to the news as well. Generator has wiped out entire family. Their crime is because they are Nigerians. They are in Nigeria. Boko Haram has killed 17 in a market because they are in Nigeria. 119 has died when Fulani invaded the community because of the name Nigeria. Do we know how many people that died on the road accident? My fellow Biafrans, can't we see that we can never run away from the truth? We need Biafra, or our race will be wiped out. Professor Odelibo has said it all. There will be 99.9% chance that we will be wiped out by these people. Nobody liked us. Even the Christian, the so-called Christian world, they don't want us. They hate us for nothing. This fight belongs to you and I. Let's remember what Ojukwu said. Onye ndị ro gbara gburugburu na-eche ndụ ya nche. Sometimes I wonder why our people, our men, some of them, don't want to stand up for this struggle. How long shall we continue to live like this? Why have some people accepted slavery in this modern world? Why have some people accepted to live on their knees rather than to die on their feet? What is going on? Now I know why my father, when he wants to tell us stories, he will say, when men, we are men. And I as a child, I will wonder, sometimes I ask him, are men no longer men? He said, yes, men are no longer men. Let us be men again and stand up. Stand up and face this fight. Or else, we are gone forever. I don't know how many of us that read this news, where full
Fulani invaded a community and killed 139 and killed 119 people. If you read all that news since today, I've been there. It just remind me when the director visited Biafra and I went to Izu River. If you read that news, you will see that the community they managed to to kill four of those people, four of the attackers, and after that four people that they killed, they made their way with two people. The remaining two bodies, we are Fulani that are doing Okada rider in their community. They live in that community. When the director visited the Ezu River, who were the people in that Ezu River? It is Hausa Fulani that is there, Okada rider, surveying our land. When these people want to attack us, nothing will be left. All schools in Biafra land, their gate man is Hausa Fulani. All the houses, those that are doing gate man, that has gate man, it is Hausa Fulani. Don't you know that these people, they have the same goal? They are fighting for the same thing. As some of us is fighting for Biafra, some are fighting for account, some are fighting for chiefness title. They are all, they have one thing. To Islamize us. That is what they are fighting. Please, let us know what is before us and tackle it now. Tomorrow might be too late. Tomorrow may be too late for us. If we think that we are in Obodo Ibo, that we have run away from it. No. When our people want to go home during Christmas, they went with bullet. They will go home with bulletproof. Which man goes home with bullet wearing bulletproof? Because of fear. Because of fear. You are afraid to die, but you are not afraid to lie on your bed and sleep. As you are going to bed, do you know what will happen in the next seconds? As you are lying down, you just slept up. You don't know what is happening around you, but you are afraid of coming out to fight and die for what is yours. What you know is right. Because they call it freedom, you think it's free. If we don't know the meaning of freedom, at least we should know the meaning of fighting. You cannot return a blow with a kiss in the Igbo, Biafrans.
I like that.
They are killing us, and we are romancing them. We are pretending as if nothing is happening, because it has not happened to you. Yes, it has not happened to you, but tomorrow might be your turn. Tomorrow might be your turn. At the end of the month, everybody is in African shop sending money to Nigeria. If you go to African shop, if you want to share flyer, go to RIA. Everywhere that they you see, they send money. That is where you will see our people. They are sending money. And when you see them, 30 years is like 50 years. 70 years is up to it. Everybody looks stressed. Eh? You are suffering at the end of the day. All the suffering that you have suffered at the end of the month, you will see nothing. Everything will go on. They will be calling you back home. Everybody, and you keep struggling. For you to ride a car that is 10 years old, you have to double your effort. If you are working 12 hours, for you to ride a car that is 10 years old, you have to work for 20 hours. If you want to build first me and first you, that means you will work for 30 hours in a day. Eh? Let us stand up now and do this thing once and for all. It is our land. We are not asking for anything that belongs to anybody. What we are asking for, it is something that belongs to us. I don't know how you can be asking for for what is yours, and you are hiding. That means that thing is not yours. But what we are asking for, everybody needs Biafra. But who they are looking for who will start it. When you talk to them, they say, hey, we are watching. We are watching. Who are you watching? Who are you watching? For you wait for other people to go and get Biafra for you. Then come in. And director, there is another thing our people are doing. I think someone called from China some days ago. He talked about people that we donate $50. The next time you will see them, is they will come and collect receipts, and they will go back.
Yes.
You will not see them again. You know that you say that if you did not support this struggle, you will not go home. In the back, they need sense as well to follow them. So when they come and donate $1, they will come and take the receipt and keep it. So that when the time comes, if you say you did not support the Radio Biafra, the struggle, they will go and bring the receipt of $1 they paid for God knows how long.
They bring the receipt for $1 and say, let us...
This is not for me. I tell you that they supported the struggle, so you should allow them. You should allow them in.
My God. Hi, our people. Don't give them receipt. Ndioshi, don't give them receipt. $1 they want receipt.
If you give anybody receipt, I will personally suggest that person must be a full member, participating in everything that people are doing in your countries. Not people that will come today, you will not see them tomorrow. They will come and donate and give $1 and take receipt. They make donation of $1,000, they will run away, you will not see them because they have gotten the receipt. They will keep it. When Biafra comes, they will come back with that receipt and say, if you refuse that theater, they say, I supported. This is my receipt of $1.
No.
God bless you.
Thank you very much, my dear sister. We don't want that to happen. Biafra is ours and we are going to get it. I've said it before and I'll say it again. Anybody who does not support this struggle will not come into Biafra land. If you like, you join the enemies and we kill you. It's as simple as that. It's happening in Kosovo. If you do not support the struggle in Kosovo, you can't come in. Your name is on a computer system. Once your flight lands in Kosovo, they will check if your name is not authority to go back from where you're coming from. Our people cannot be smart and foolish at the same time. Those of us that sacrificed everything we have to go and fight for our freedom, we are not stupid. We also have a bit of common sense. That is why we need everybody to participate. Biafra belongs to each and every one of you. We are seeking to build a properly inclusive, egalitarian, progressive society in Black Africa where there is none. There is no developed country in Black Africa. We want to be the first to build a developed country in Black Africa that will accommodate everybody. Where anybody that goes and takes money from the national treasury will be shot in the public. Where if you give bribe, you go to jail for 10 years. If you accept bribe, you go to jail for 5 years. We want to build the kingdom of God on this very earth. And on this platform, we're going to build it. As long as we have truth and honesty on our side, there is nothing we can't accomplish. We know rogues and criminals have come before us, but we are not them. Because before we came, there we are no people like us. Now that we are here, we cannot have them be like us. When we are gone, you cannot have people who are like us. Because Chukwuebiam determined that we should come. Man did not send us. God sent us to come and preach this very wonderful gospel to his own people, that they may return to where they came from. Because you don't sing the Lord's song in a strange land. It's in the Bible. You do not sing the Lord's song in a strange land. Imagine somebody tying George and Isiago with Umbo and then Kalaria, chasing a bus in America to attend an event. Is that proper? Not proper. Somebody who is 80 something years old and you are still in America. Who will greet our ancestors? In the 419. That is why our land is in helter skelter. This is Radio Biafra. We'll take this call before we go to the people who are here to introduce themselves. The caller on the phone, you will give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Director, good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah, my name is Uju
Duro, calling from New Delhi, India.
Uju, you are calling from New Delhi in India. It seems we are going to close down India. India is not performing. India is a blot and a disgrace to what we are doing. India will be shut down this very month if they do not perform. We are making it very, very clear. So we close that chapter and know that no genuine Biafrans are in India.
All right, Director, I am
Mike
Mbaka from Lagos, Nigeria.
Yes,
sir. I am from Imo State, Biafra land.
Yes, go ahead.
Director, I'm living in New Delhi, India.
Yes.
And I want to contribute on this journey.
Go ahead.
Yeah, you can see the governors in northern Nigeria that have been in New York.
Yes.
They are discussing on this war issue, and media will say other things around. So I will advise you and others in our members to go and inform those who have fought during the Biafran war.
And how am I going to invite them? Am I going to run or jog or get trainers and be running? Don't I have to fly using an aeroplane to go and see them?
Yes.
And how am I going to do that? You want me to take the money that the British government pay to Nnamdi every week to feed him, which is £18? You want me to use it to buy tickets?
No, we all are going to contribute on this fight.
Simple.
And Director, I will find that during the Biafran war, there's many countries that helped us, even in the food and the ammunition. This is our time to inform them, to seek their advice and their help, because the war is in the ground.
We know what to do. Do you know who we are? We are Biafran people. If we people give us support, we'll manufacture our own weapons at home, so there'll be no need to bring it either through the air, land, or sea. You give me only 4 months, we'll manufacture enough weapons to sustain a war for 10 years. All we need is the support. That's
all. Thank you for that. And Director, I will also contribute on advising that we Biafrans, we have to meet, put one-to-one and discuss on this issue. And also meet Barack Obama in White House on this issue. And we went to the France on this issue. Because if we are only saying we keep going, let them know that we are there already. Because these people are waiting for us. These people, they are aware of this fighting. These people need us to come and say what we want. We have to meet them one-on-one and discuss on this issue.
We are going to do that as long as, hang on, as long as you people buy us the ticket to do so, we'll do so. As long as you contribute enough money for us to, or is it when we go and see Obama, we ask Obama to pay for our hotel bills? We need the support of everybody. We know what to do. Urunyanyi support will burn the zoo down. We will set Nigeria on fire. Anyamuniyoko overnight.
I will do my best.
Simple. Thank you very much for that.
I will do my best because I have been crying over this and I have seen the light and I must follow. I must fight. My father fight and he did not die. And I believe I will fight to get Biafra.
I will fight also. I need men who can fight. Men who can fight. We will not run out of ammunition. There is no way we can run out of the things that we need to survive. Did America fight the British to be free? That's what I'm asking. Did America fight the British to be free? So all these fat hamburgers that you're eating, people actually died that you may eat big hamburgers here and big French fries and the bucket load of ice cream. Is that correct?
Absolutely correct.
So that you can buy cars, that you can come here and live life where there is constant electricity. People died that you may have electricity. People even died that a black person may go and run to be president of this country. Somebody had to die. Mandela survived because they killed Steve Biko. Somebody has to die. Somebody has to make a sacrifice. As our sister said, it's called freedom, but it's not free. You have to fight for it. And we are not afraid to fight for it. The glorious death anyone can die is to fight or to die serving Biafra. You will go to heaven. Direct. That is how we're going to remember them. On the 30th of May of this year, all children must be withdrawn from school. On the 30th, if the headmaster says too much, you tell them to go to hell. That you're going to remember your people. Because they do so on the 11th hour, sorry, the 11th second, the 11th minute, 11th hour of the 11th month of each year. They remember those that fell fighting for Britain. We are going to remember our own. This is Radio Biafra. We have somebody on the line. I don't know if Ozemana is still with me. I presume I had him on Skype earlier. Could you confirm your presence, please, by greeting the wonderful people of Biafra all over the world? This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, my honorable director. Good evening, director.
Good afternoon from here.
Germany. My name is Eze Ozemana, the regional coordinator of Cologne in Germany.
Please go ahead.
I greet all my fellow brothers, all the fellow Biafrans around the world, especially those in America, in Maryland, tonight.
Yes. You're welcome.
So, director, I quite agree with you about this freedom fighting because a lot of people don't understand what it takes to be free, you know. I could remember, or let me flash the mind of many people, during that time when you drive out of Lagos State, you have a toll gate. And then when you get down to Benin or Ore, you have a toll gate. And when you drive down to Benin, you have a toll gate. So this is to show them that the Biafrans are not free because we have to pay for every charges before we get down home, you know. So, Director, I'm making this call on behalf of our overall coordinator, Mr. Tony Nzurumike. He's not available this night to make this call, but he says that he's going to call in tomorrow so that you can hear from him, especially from the lion's mouth. Well, Director, you can count on Germany because I heard you asking someone from Bremen, how prepared is Germany about this race? Director, we are not... you know, people say they are beside you, they are behind you, they are that and that. Director, we are with you. The Germans are with you. You mentioned about nine coordinating units. Director, I don't want to say how many coordinating units we have now, but we are more than nine. We are triple of that right now, Director. So, German has been having another phase of everything right now. And I also thank the people of Hamburg. They had their meeting today, and they are also into plus of their members. So I got information from the overall coordinator who says that I should call and say greetings to them. So, Director, probably our overall coordinator will be calling in tomorrow, as he said to me. He has tried. But today's night has his duty to perform, and then I give him also good credit because he's doing well. Germany is now in a good shape, and we are coming up with many things. And our own monthly contribution that will be in for the end of the month.
Thank you very much. That's what I want to hear. We want people here to come and confirm. We have men at arms at home. We have people that went back from Europe, people that went back from Asia. We need to feed them. We need to clothe them. We are not going to fight this battle that is to come the same way we fought the one from 67 to 70, handicapped without anything. This time around, we cannot run out of food. We cannot run out of men, machinery, arms, or ammunition. This time around, we will fight them to a standstill. Anything that comes into our land will die. We promise them that. That is our promise to them.
Director, I want this media to say, Bechuk Abiyam, I'm continuing to guide you and protect you. And wherever you are and wherever you are, we bless you and bless the family and bless the family. Thank you.
And God bless you. Thank you very much. We have somebody else on the line. Our lines never stop ringing. Give us your name and where you are, please. Let the person on the coordinator's line remain where they are. They are calling from India to come here to excuse what is happening in India. I am not happy. India is not performing. And I hold Christian was responsible for it. India is not performing. We can't have this thing continuing any further. We have a caller on Skype. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Ndewo, Director.
Hello, my dear brother.
Ndewo.
Yes, continue.
Afambu Chike Chijo, Kanma, from Barcelona.
From Barcelona. I was in Barcelona a few weeks ago. You will continue, please. Yeah. Go ahead. Have we lost him?
Yeah, I know, man.
Please go.
I'm from Anambra State, Nene Biafra.
Yes, go ahead.
O nwe contribution nchọ ka nye n ihe gbasalu okwu onye nke kwucha we kwụsịpụ.
Yes, you can go ahead, but you must also know that AFIX, the BBOs, the job people, friends of Biafra all over the world, including every major government of the world, listens to Radio Biafra. If you speak in broken English, or if you can be adding a bit of come, go, was, is in what you're saying, I will appreciate it. I love my language very much, and I love speaking it. But right now, we are addressing a global audience. I want you to add is, come, go, or whatever in what you're saying. Please,
okay,
go ahead.
So, no,
because... Biko, well, you go ahead.
I want to thank you for what you have been doing for the people of Biafra.
Thank you very much.
And I want to say, right on, we are standing by you.
Thank you very much.
I wish if somebody want to address issue of security and something you want to do. And the issue of security need to have some certain hidden agendas. You don't need to tell your enemy that you are coming to fight him until you are ready to do that. Because when you tell your enemy in the language that he will understand what you are about to do, he will use another strategy. That's why I want to speak in Igbo.
Now listen, I understand what you're saying. But we want to shock the world with something they've not seen before. I don't like fighting like a coward. We'll tell them we are coming, we'll come, we'll overwhelm them and win. I don't like somebody fighting me when I'm sleeping. It's in a window. You start fighting somebody who is sleeping. We are telling the world that Biafra is going to be free. It's either Biafra is free or we all drown in oil. We will die with them. As simple as that. Before Lugard came there, who were we? We were free people. Did he seek my permission before turning me into a Nigerian, naming me after a river? The name I bear today is named after a river. What type of nonsense is that? Can you show me a country in the world that answers the name of a river? Why should I be afraid? I want to be free. And people are asking me to hide and to say things in the secret. Impossible. Impossible. Biafra is going to come in a blaze of glory. If men will have to fall, so be it. But Biafra is going to come. I am holding Chukwu Abiama to what he said in the Bible, not me. That was what he said, Deuteronomy chapter 30. I'm holding him to it. If Biafra does not come, then he is not God. It's as simple as that. We have done everything expected of us to do. Our hands are clean. We are truthful. We are honest. We love our people. We will die for our people. Then why shouldn't Biafra come? We are not like those of them that came before us. This is Radio Biafra, for goodness sake. And we serve the indigenous people of Biafra. Please continue.
Your contribution is nice. But what I'm saying is, the problem we are having in the eastern region or the Biafra land is that some people like Ikenwachukwu that is taking us to the delegate or whatever, I don't know who picked him.
You picked him because you kept quiet. Leader. You picked him. By your quietness, you picked Ikenwachukwu. It is called acquiescence in English language. You hold on, let me finish what I'm saying. You picked Ikenwachukwu. We all kept quiet. They sent somebody that killed you. I want to remind our people, Biafran people, Igbo people all over the world, what a Hausa person said about you and Ikenwachukwu going to what they call a confab. I'll read what Osman Abu Abubakar said about us. For Ikenwachukwu to lead, this is a direct quote. For Ikenwachukwu to lead Igbos to the confab is like killing a man and sleeping with his wife on his own bed and waking up in the morning to go and urinate on his grave after having midnight sex with the wife. I will repeat what I said. A Hausa person speaking about Ikenwachukwu. Why is Ikenwachukwu there? Because we all kept quiet. If we had the resources, we would have stopped him. We can stop Ikem Watuku next week. We can recall Ikem Watuku from Confab next week if we have the resources to do so. If you help us. If everybody listening to this very broadcast now can go and make a financial commitment to what we are doing, we'll recall Ikem Watuku by next week. We know what to do. And he will come back. He won't be there anymore. I will repeat what a Hausa person said. Osman Abu Abubakar. Our people don't know that this man called Omasanda, that's his name, Watuku, was the person that led the advance brigade under the command of Murtala Muhammad to go and kill our people in Asaba. Yet he came in and we accepted him as being part of us when this man is our killer and our murderer. I'll read what this man said. In other words, for Ike Watuku to lead Igbos to the confab is like killing an Igbo man and sleeping with his wife on his own bed and waking up in the morning to go and urinate on the grave of this Igbo man after having sex with this Igbo man's wife. I think that answers everything. I will go to the line to take this call, please. The caller is on the coordinator's line. I believe that Mosu is with me on this line. You will confirm your presence, please.
Yeah, good morning, Director from India. This is Christian Wosu.
Please, and what are you to us, Christian Wosu, so that the world may know?
Yes, this is Indian National Coordinator, sir.
You are our coordinator in India.
Yes, sir. There are, just like the caller from India, Uche, somebody by name. Director, these are the people I find problems with. And please, I think it will be very, very important or to if anybody calls from India, Director, please ignore that call. Somebody cannot sit in his confines of his bedroom and begin to give us advices on how to restore Biafra, whereas the person does not show up in our meeting. The brother that just called, we don't know him. They clog our page on our Facebook, Biafra's in India. We go to our page, he's 100 or something members. But none of them show up in meetings. You call them, we battle with them on our Facebook pages. We have, Director, I don't know sincerely. I keep saying it. I think there are no much Biafrans in India. When it comes to finance, what we are doing, the little Indian is bringing, it is very few people. If I can tell you categorically that we are not up to 7 people who do this finance, you see, with the little we've been able to do. So every other people you see on our Facebook page, Biafran in India, they don't show up in meetings. You believe me that somebody called me up yesterday morning when the broadcast was ongoing. We accepted him into our Facebook and we spoke with him via the phone to give him a meeting for today, because we sit our meeting here in Delhi is every Sunday. Do you know that this boy told me that he thinks this thing is a scam? You know, these are the kind of people we meet. The people, they like, just like the brother that called you. Sometime last week, somebody called you again. From the tune of that person's voice, he seems to be an elderly man. That person sits in his room and begins to give us advices on how to get Biafra. Director, please, I will really appreciate it. Anybody who calls from India, ignore Indian people's call. That is just the plain truth. But as far as what we are supposed to do, the very little of us here, we will do our how much we can remit as we used to by the end of the month as usual. So we'll do our best to that.
Thank you very much for that. Thank you for clarifying things for us. This is Radio Biafra. We have people here and they must speak. We are in Maryland in the United States of America and we are reaching the whole world. Over 5 million listeners at this very precise moment across every time zone of the world. Radio Biafra is on satellite at home. Radio Biafra is on satellite across Africa and also Central Europe. We are the first people to do that. We placed Biafra on satellite itself. We are broadcasting every blessed day. We are not mobile in that respect because anywhere we are, you can reach us. Our lines are open 24/7. Please, you will pick up the microphone, sir, and then once again address the people of Biafra who are listening very, very attentively. He has spoken. Yes, do you? Yes, please. Your name and where you come from will suffice. Huh? I am the Kano from Isiama Faruku Ibeku. Go ahead.
Okay. My name is Chukwuma Obase. I'm on your Imo State.
Where in Imo State are you from?
Obo
in Imo State. That's where Mbakwe comes from.
That's right.
One of the greatest men that God ever made. The greatest, I said. Himself, Mbonu Ojike and Michael Okpara, including Akanu Ibiam, and also Professor Ninjoko. I include Professor Donatus Ibenwoga in that bracket. Eminent man, eminent. And also Frank Opigo, the man that reminded Ojukwu to name this very wonderful country Biafra once again. He was a principal at Okreka Grammar School. Learned man, learned man. All their souls will rest in peace. These are great men, great men. Obo, we should be very proud that they produce one of the greatest men that walk the face of the earth. Mbakwe, it's an honor to see you because you come from where Mbakwe comes from. I don't know you, but because of Mbakwe, I will think you act 1% of who Mbakwe was. He was a great man.
That's right.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. Our brothers are also here. People are calling us all over the place. We have a caller on the phone. You will give me your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Director, this is Uju Duru from Omaka, Imo State, Biafra land, living in India, New Delhi.
Yes. You people director, are part of the problem. I understand
No. Director, I'm a real Biafra. I have called before, and I have an appointment to make, and then a brother called. What he have to say, give me his number to contact him on this issue. He don't know where I live in India. India is very big. He don't know if I have heard about you or not.
Yes, go ahead. We are listening to you. Go ahead. The world is listening.
Director, as I'm saying before, please, I say it again. There is many countries that helped us during the war. I need us to inform them on this issue. And I need us to inform American President and Russia on this issue. In anything it will cost, please put it on air. We all are going to contribute on this issue to make this people clear on what we want. These people, they are waiting for us. We have not approached them direct. We need to sit at round table meeting with them and hear from them. And at the same time, I want to use this media to inform you, to inform all our coordinators, to ask every member who can help or who have an idea on how to produce or manufacture any weapon, because this fight is in the ground.
Yeah, yes, I agree with you. But also, I need you to be part of the Indian family. Are you on Facebook?
Director, I'm on Facebook.
If you go to Facebook, you search for Biafrans in India. Everybody in India listening with a very good idea and suggestion as to how we're going to get Biafra. You go to Facebook and you look for Biafrans in India. When you join Biafrans in India, you make contact with Christian Wosu, who is our coordinator, and you begin to bounce ideas off each other. Look for the very good idea and make use of it. I want India to be strong. Many of you are there. Attitude India unu na atu ogo unu wuro to ufodi ni meha wure meinhe. Anyikota ama meno obo ofufu. We are not expecting you to be millionaires individually, but all of you together, $1, $2, you will be able to make something. Out of all of you, you can send men home the same way that Malaysia and Thailand have done, and you'll be able to sustain them. That's what we want you to do. As we keep describing all the time, Ukwaziza, Iwe Ftaya, Bange, Bange, Iga, Bajisiha, Iwe Ukwaziza,
Christian Wosu. Yes, Director, I appreciate your effort, and I have already prayed for you, and I believe everything will move truly by God's grace.
You see? Thank you very much.
Please, put my things at work. Let us do this way it works.
You will hear from our people there, and you will work with your fellow countrymen, fellow Biafrans in India to make things happen.
I will do that, and I will contribute, and I will see everything to be real.
Wonderful. We like that. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
We have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Please, your name and where you're calling from. This is Radio Biafra.
I'm calling from Dakar, Senegal.
From Dakar in Senegal, you will give me only 2 minutes. We have overrun. Our time has come to an end. How time flies when we are having fun. This is Radio Biafra. Can you believe that? It's been almost 3 hours. Unbelievable. People are shaking their head. That is how addictive Radio Biafra is. Please go ahead.
Yes, I'm from Dakar, Senegal.
Yes, you're from Apartheid.
In Biafra. I even remember based on what you said about what you know what to do. That if you can support you, you call it back. I want to know what you want, what you mean by support. I want that man. I want him back.
I have said it before. If everybody listening tonight can give us the financial support we need, we will recall Ike Nwachukwu Omasanda, the killer of our people at Asaba. We will recall him from the confab, or he will go on permanent exile. Anytime his leg touches our territory, he will be killed. As simple as that.
Like, how much are we talking
about? I cannot tell you. I can't tell you live on air. If you want, you can inbox us after this very conversation, and we shall be able to tell you how much we need. Ike Nwachukwu will no longer touch our land. He comes in there, and we dash him only one life, and he'll be gone. That man is a killer. Thank you. Inbox me. Thank you very much. I love it when our people are very serious, and we also show them how serious we are. We built Radio Biafra from scratch without nothing. We built Radio Biafra to be broadcasting every blessed day. Radio Nigeria does not have an application, but we do. If you go to Android Market, you see Radio Biafra app. Because of us, Microsoft recognized the word Biafra as a proper noun. In other words, Biafra is the name of a country. We put pressure on the US government to ban Boko Haram. We have done many, many things. Do you know that Biafra is the largest trending word you have anywhere on new media platforms all across the world? Do you also know that Radio Biafra London has the largest community online? Nearly 250,000 people. Hausa people beg to join Radio Biafra to listen to the truth. Do you know that because of the truth we propagate on this very radio station, Edo people, Igala people, people from Idoma want to join Biafra? Everybody wants to join this new country because they understand that therein lies redemption. We are here to save humanity because we named a fellow person mad. The beauty of life. We don't kill. We are not killers. We love life. And that is why Biafra is going to be resurrected in our lifetime. Between now and the end of next year, or there will be a war that will last for 1,000 years in the zoo. We promise the world that. The same way you found us before Lugard came, who is a Scottish man, allow us to go back to that state of affairs. Or else Somalia will look like a holiday paradise compared to what will happen in the zoo. It's a promise we made to them. It's a pledge. And we intend to fulfill it. This is Radio Biafra. We have come to the end of our proceedings. Our broadcast tomorrow may come a bit early. Do people have something to say? People have things to say. Is that correct? They must say it. Even you as well. You have a poem to read. Oh my goodness me. Nkiruka, is it Nkiruka, isn't it? Ugoma Nkiruka wrote a poem for Biafra. She's going to read it and the world will hear her. And also our people are here. Please go ahead.
My name is Ugochukwu George Adenoba, from Ihiala, Anambra State in Iboland. I read an article by Useni, one time territorial manager, whatever, in capital Abuja. And the article said why we killed Agui Ronsi and installed Gowon. After reading that article, I was in tears. And I said, wow. So that means they are ready to revenge. And he said they are willing to revenge. The blood of martyrdom is the the blood of Macedon is the seed of Christianity. Our people suffered so much, died, shed their blood during the Biafra War. Murtala Muhammad and Obasanjo, they thought that they will take over Biafra in 2 weeks. And when they were coming through River Niger to do that, the God of Mercy, who let the Israelites divide the Red Sea and pass, divided the River Niger. And as they were coming in, the fish had a lot to eat that day, and they sank. And thanks be to God. Because God is a truthful God. Well, as we get together, we ought to also have to protect ourselves, because only we have to summon all our brothers all over the world. And I said this before, around 1945, Israel came to be a country through the help of the Israelites in diaspora, people outside Israel. The survival of Biafra cannot survive unless people outside Biafra land contribute immensely. Because within the country there, the Hausas will not let them do anything. Yorubas will not let them do anything. They will do everything possible as they went through Cameroon, through Ahijo, and attacked us from the back of Biafra. So we have to protect ourselves, and people outside Biafra has to do the work. We'll be ready to go home and stay home, eat our natural food, and don't have to serve a white man here, working 8 hours, 16 hours to just get paid for little or nothing. It's time our people get together. And the Igbos, we have so many organizations here, we need to pull all of them together and be one. Thank you very much. God bless all of us.
Thank you very much, and God bless you too. Thank you very, very much. Yes, please, go ahead.
Good afternoon, this is Dugoma speaking. Please, you guys should bear with me. I don't have a wonderful voice, but just listen, please.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Okay, I have a poem I would like to read out for my people, and it goes thus. When I remember the war stories told by my grandparents, combined with the present persecution from the zoo, I cried, I weep, and I continue to mourn, asking when these tears will stop. Oh, people of Biafra, where are you? Oh, people of Biafra, where are you? Does it mean Biafra is barren? Where are you, so-called children of Biafra? Biafra, it seems as though Biafra has no offspring. Are you waiting on stones to work for you? Oh, Biafra, the people of God, where are you? Oh, where are the mighty warriors? Oh, where are the mighty warriors? The youth that we have, why can't... What can be done to regain the power we once had? What has become of us, our pride, our beauty, the land, the culture, language, and our inheritance? Chai, whereas for me, Biafra is my proud. Biafra is my homeland. Biafra completes me. Without Biafra, it's very real. Most of you might think he's playing or he's trying to dupe you guys. No, he's very serious and he means what he's saying. Please, you guys should come out and support him. Please, I'm just begging all of you in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hello, once again. My name is Reginald Ozamaka Opara from Israel and Kuhua Bombise. Biafran line. I just want to seize this opportunity to address those of us in the DMV area. To the best of my knowledge, I believe we've done a lot of work out there sharing flyers and trying to let the people know about this radio station. And it seems the people are still finding it difficult to identify themselves with us. I don't know what you guys are waiting for. Like I've always said, pick a fight and stand to fight for it. I would advise you guys, please come out and identify yourself with us and let us see how we can move this struggle forward. Listening to Radio Biafra sitting in your house, it does us no good. Please, please, please. In the name of whatsoever precious to you, Bikonu Fota, Unu Chokwa Kapa Loro Neme, Ainga Kapa Aragame, Ije Fota Kwa Nolo, Biko, Jichokwa Nase Ure Udoeja Puhi Pofa Aga Nolo, I would give you a way for that, but Biko, you guys should come out, please.
Thank you very much for that. Thank you. And I'm sure they have heard. You guys are working very hard here. Go ahead.
Yeah, once a minute. If you want to get to me, my cell number is 202-468-9911. Again, 202-468-9911. Thanks and God bless.
Thank you very much. Well spoken. These people are working very hard. And I like your poem. I like it very much. And anybody who thinks that Biafra belongs to me and because of that will not come out to fight for Biafra is either deluded or is suffering from a mental illness. Biafra belongs to everybody. Biafra existed before Britain did. Biafra existed before I came, and Biafra will be there long after I am gone. So Biafra is our heritage. Biafra is our inheritance. And we have Christian Wosu on the line, I presume.
Yes, Director. This is Christian Wosu coming back. When the brother from India called again, my line was a bit wobbling, so I put on the graph, so he probably gave us his number. And if what I'm thinking is correct, I would want to give him my number on the air. Brother, if you are listening, my number to reach me through 99710197 I repeat it, 99710197 Give us a call, we'll get through to you. Or give us a missed call, we'll get through to you. So, Director, please, I, as I said earlier, anybody calling from India, it will make us good. I think if you ignore their calls, if you don't say India, put an end to it, so we'll stop clogging that line. That will be the first thing. Because yes, that's the truth. There is nothing we've not done. Possibly this brother now that is listening to the radio station, possibly he got a handbill. And if he says he does not know how to join, our handbill, which was circulated all over India, nobody from India will call and say he did not see that handbill. Or Biafra did not approach him. That is just the truth. Some of them are just feeling too big. Some of them are doing well. Have nothing in their pocket. I don't know what they feel, what they feel like. Anybody who calls Biafra, call him up our line. If he hears India, ends the call. If we're the very few of us, the little we can be doing, so be it. That's just the truth, Director. I think that will make us, save us energy and time factor as well. Not stupid people giving us their stories from their bedroom.
Okay. Thank you very much. You have spoken. Thank you very much. We have our last caller on the line. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and tell us where you're calling us from. Can you hear me?
No, Director, are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you. Please, your name and where you're calling from.
Okay. Good evening, Director.
Yes, good evening.
And good evening, my fellow dear friends all over the world. My name is Amadeus Chukwuma Ekezie. I'm from Ono, in Ono, to government Biafra land. Director, I'm speaking on behalf of our national coordinator, Michael Urania, who is ill. To tell Radio Biafra that we are coming by ending of this month, that we see our action. We are rallying out. We are doing a lot of things to make sure that Italy stands firm. And we promise you that Italy will not fail you, no matter what happens. We will have put many things in order. You know, this rally has made us to, and we are coming, have made us to go some little extent. But we promise you, we clearly never fail you. As far as Mike Iraina is concerned and with his two members, we clearly never fail you. Thank you, and God bless all the people of Radio Biafra.
Thank you very much. And on that very positive note coming from Italy, we bring today's proceedings to an end. We must thank you, each and every one of you, wherever you are in the world, that this is Radio Biafra, that we are here every blessed day. As the sun rises, so shall we rise. As they aptly place the rising sun on the black strip of the tricolor, so shall we bring light where there is darkness in Africa. We are here to fulfill God's promise to us as his children. We are sinful. Now we are no longer sinful. We are not going to have a Biafra of Osu. There will be no Osu in Biafra. In a Biafra where you have human sacrifice as they did in Arochukwu, it will no longer happen. There will be no Biafra of slavery either. Everything that happened in the past has come and gone. We are the children of Chukwu Abiyama. We believe in his divinity. We believe in his righteousness. That is why we say that this new Biafra we are pursuing is our religion. And on this very radio station is where we worship, because Chukwu Abiyama is our God. He will guide, sustain, and keep each and every one of you. But more importantly, this same God will bless Biafra. Good evening from Maryland, and thank you very much.